News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's election day, and tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, where folks head to the polls at midnight, seems to have proven what many of the pollsters are saying, the Trump-Harris race, very close. Six votes cast in Dixville Notch early this morning, three of them for Harris, three for Trump. And the candidates have made their closing arguments. Harris in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania, rally in Philadelphia.
We are optimistic and we are excited about what we can do together.
Former President Trump on the other side of the Keystone State in Pittsburgh.
Kamala Harris has delivered soaring prices and economic anguish at home, war and chaos abroad, and nation-destroying invasion on our southern border like nobody's ever seen before. She's actually a disaster.
It's not just the presidency being decided. Control of the upper house of Congress hangs in the balance.
In a year when Senate Democrats have 23 seats in play to the Republicans' 11, the GOP is expected to use that advantage to reclaim the majority, something they would need only one new seat to accomplish if Donald Trump wins the White House, two seats if Kamala Harris should prevail. Those flip seats are next to certain this year in West Virginia and Montana. Republicans also hope to pad their new majority with tight races in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Polls show Democrat attempts to flip Republican seats in Texas, Florida, and Nebraska will likely come up short. Bob Agner reporting.
And abortions on the ballot in nine states. Voters considering state constitutional abortion amendments in Nebraska, Montana, and Missouri, Arizona, Colorado, and Florida, Maryland, Nevada, and South Dakota. Boeing workers have approved a contract offering a 38% pay raise over 4 years. Boeing manufacturing workers will end their seven-week strike. Wall Street, Dow futures are up 46 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Good morning. Election morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a problem in Anne Arundel County. Westbound Loop 100 coming up to Quarterfield Road. It was an accident. Happened about 20 minutes ago. The word right now is most of the westbound lanes may be blocked in that area. So if you're coming over from Ritchie Highway towards Oakwood Road in that area, heads up, there is a delay in place there. City Fire out early with an alarm. They're checking on it now. Landvale Street in the area at East Avenue. That's over on the east side. Construction overnight had a couple of lanes blocked. They're clearing now. 95 South at O'Donnell Street. Be prepared. There's some fog on the eastern shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures quite warm for early November, 10 to almost 20 degrees above the norm. Partly cloudy today, 75. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower, 80 the high. Slight chance of a shower Thursday, 70 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen, 55 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, also 55. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. City police investigating a Monday evening shooting in southeast Baltimore. Officers responded to a hospital at around 6:30 last night after a man turned up with a gunshot wound. The 31-year-old victim told investigators he was shot after an argument and physical altercation with a suspect in the 100 block of South Conkling. Police are looking for the suspect. Voters in Maryland and across the nation casting ballots today in the 2024 general election. Polling locations in Maryland opening at 7 o'clock this morning, 1 hour from now, and they're closed tonight at 8 p.m. Weather should not be a factor in getting to the polls. Forecast calling for a partly cloudy, mild day with a high in the mid-70s. Maryland U.S. Senate candidate Angela Alsobrooks and Larry Hogan both made several campaign stops across the state yesterday. The Democratic Alsobrooks hosted an Election Day, Election Eve rally, that is, at Riverside Park, featuring Governor Wes Moore, Ben Cardin, Van Hollen, and U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, and Congressman Steny Hoyer, Glenn Ivey, and Jimmy Raskin. Alsobrooks says, quote, "Maryland is ready to win, and so am I." Meanwhile, Larry Hogan met with members of a veterans group at a crab house near Annapolis and wrapped up the evening in Parkville with the Fraternal Order of Police on Harford Road. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 903. Your pick 4, 9058. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
What if your child's friend was seriously injured playing in your backyard? What if a jury decides that you had failed to make the area safe or that you had failed to properly supervise the children's activities? Would your homeowner's insurance cover a lifetime of medical bills and custodial care? Or if you cause an automobile accident resulting in serious personal injuries or a death, would your auto insurance cover the entire loss? Homeowners and automobile insurance can always come up short, leaving your assets at risk. Wouldn't you feel better knowing that your life's work is completely protected no matter what? Learn how a family asset protection plan can make you Stouffer Legal safe. It's easy, convenient, and more affordable than you might think. View an online estate planning webinar, then request your free consultation with an experienced Stouffer Legal attorney. Don't go another day wondering if you're all set. Make your family Stouffer Legal safe. Start by visiting PlanBaltimore.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens held a walkthrough yesterday in Owings Mills as game prep has already begun for Thursday night's match with the Bengals. John Harbaugh was at the podium.
We are hurtling toward Thursday night football against the Bengals at the bank. So we're looking forward to that. We understand what a big game it is. Obviously, they see it the same way.
On the field, Lamar was a full go yesterday, but Isaiah likely missed with a hamstring. Defensive lineman Brett Urban remains out with a concussion, and defensive tackle Travis Jones remains limited. On the good side, running back Keaton Mitchell was a full go for Baltimore yesterday. Monday Night Football was a worthwhile watch last night. Kareem Hunt with a 2-yard touchdown in overtime as the Kansas City Chiefs beat Tampa Bay 30-24. Patrick Mahomes, 3 touchdown passes. College basketball, that was quite a debut for Derek Queen last night. The Terps freshman out of St. Francis put up 22 points and pulled down 20 rebounds. First ever Maryland freshman to go 20-20. Terps big over Manhattan 79-49. Coming up at 6:35, the O's putting their plan in place for 2025. And that is Stein on Sports.
This is Delegate Nino Mangione. Join me and Irish Charities of Maryland at the 50th Annual Maryland Irish Festival set for November 8th through 10th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The event includes traditional and contemporary Irish music, authentic Irish food and beverage, cultural activities, a kids zone, and an assortment of vendors. There will also be 50th anniversary drink and food specials in addition to whiskey tastings, special raffles, and more. Proceeds will benefit local nonprofits and charities. Ticket prices vary. For more info, visit irishfestival.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. It is Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, Election Day. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Join the conversation this morning, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Your top stories coming up this
this hour. Lockdown Larry versus Angela Alsobrooks in the final throes of the campaign.
You know, our internal show it within the margin of error, very, very close. All the momentum is on our side. She's dropping and we're rising, and that's exactly where I've been in the last two races.
Okay, we'll see. When he says it's very, very close, I'm going to say, all right, well, let's see tomorrow morning what it looks like. If it was very, very close, then hats off for a game well played. If it's a 10-point spread, then you're lying through your teeth. Also coming up during the course of this hour, yeah, I'll tell you, it's amazing what, if you have a twisted mind, you can make out of this.
I come in, and here's the problem. I say, oh, man, it's too low. I said,
our first election results are in. Trump and Kamala have tied 3-3 in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire.
There you go.
Hillary and Biden previously won the town.
Oh.
In previous elections.
Oh, wow.
So, again, grist for the mill. But
6-6, man. That's going to be a tight election.
You know, 3-3.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's 3-3. Yeah.
3-3. So we will see.
I doubled the population of. Sorry.
By the way, I think the issue is there. You've got them split now. Before it was a dominant to Hillary and Biden, and now that they're split, who knows? Maybe that means there could be some momentum, or it could be nothing. Yes. I mean, it is Dixville Notch.
You know, it is not exactly a big sample size.
After all.
Yes.
But it's fun to speculate. What's not fun is watching Democrats continue to insult the voting group that they're trying to convince to pull the lever or mark the ballot for them. We had Joe Biden calling Trump supporters garbage. We had Mark Cuban basically saying that strong and intelligent women don't support or endorse Trump. And we had Dr. Wolf on yesterday. Megyn Kelly endorsed him last night at the rally in Pittsburgh. But New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who is still stinging from the House flipping to the Republicans because a lot of those seats were in New York.
Yep.
She decided to basically go on MSDNC and insult even more Republicans and New Yorkers by saying this.
It gave me a chance to tie the Republicans running these seats, the incumbents, closer to Donald Trump, and remind everybody, if you're voting for these Republicans in New York, you are voting for someone who supports Donald Trump. And you're anti-woman, you're anti-abortion, and basically you're anti-American because you have just trashed American values and what our country is all about over and over and over.
Gee, I didn't think abortion was an American value, but apparently it's the Democrat Party. So here we go, more gaslighting. When are they going to stop? When's Kamala and Hochul and Biden, when are they going to stop trying to gaslight Americans? Instead, they poured more gasoline on the fire. And now if you vote for Republicans, you are anti-American.
I had an interesting online conversation with an individual whose name I can't remember. You know, you don't get tied up in these things that I'll pass along in a couple of seconds. It's just an amazing conversation that has to do exactly with this issue. Right now, it's 6:13, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, and all morning long, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Yes. You feel all right?
Yeah, I feel fine.
Need a bicarbonate or anything?
I feel good.
That's Oprah's alter ego, Dopra.
Yeah, yes. Hey, you get a car, and you get a car. And, ooh, there's a car accident over there in the left tube, and where the hell's the plaza?
Now, where's Tay-Tay? Where's little Tay Tay? She was at a football game last night. Southbound interstate. I mean, geez. Southbound 270 out of Frederick. There's a wreck now at Route 109 as you're coming into Montgomery County. Pretty good size backup there. Looks like we might be. Might be. Good God.
I screwed you up for the day.
I know. I just stepped on my tongue with my golf shoes on. So we're backed up to Route 85 on 270. Car and a van involved in that. So that's a big delay coming south from I-70 on 270. Nothing major at the Harbor Tunnels right now. The other big problem, Anne Arundel County, westbound Route 100 coming over to Quarterfield Road. That wreck about a half an hour ago. Most of the westbound lane still blocked. And that's going to be a problem for traffic coming over from Ritchie Highway through there. And earlier this morning, we were just kind of looking around. We spotted some very heavy fog over on the eastern shore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. There's a horn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly cloudy today. It's going to be 75. Temperatures tonight in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, a slight chance for a passing shower. Highs near 80. And then we are going to see a slight chance, or better chance, of rain on Thursday with a high of about 70 or so. Right now, 52, mostly clear in Pikesville. It's 54 and partly cloudy in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Olivia Rodrigo has a strange dating rule. She will not date any man who wants to go into space. So if you're into zero gravity, you have zero chance of dating Olivia. Why she would proclaim that, we don't know. Maybe there was...
How about if you're just spaced out?
Yeah, spaced out might be perfect for her.
Good.
It's officially voting day. Election day is here, but half of the electorate has already voted.
Yeah.
There goes the November surprise, right?
Yeah. Right, sure.
Isn't it odd that we have all this early voting and the results are going to be very, very late?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get them tonight. We might. Homeownership apparently out of reach for young people. The average age of a home buyer now in the United States, 56 years old.
You're kidding me.
No.
Wow.
So now it's downsizing versus your first home that's taken over the homeownership.
Yes, you know, that pool of boomers going after a house that's first home size for a lot of young buyers. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Depending on the outcome of the vote today, Massachusetts could become the third U.S. state to decriminalize magic mushrooms. That would explain a lot in Massachusetts.
Yeah. There's a group back in the 60s.
Yeah. Magic mushrooms. No, there was a song, Magic, by Pilot. Yeah. It was a one-hit wonder.
I'm aware of that. 92 Star. I heard
Thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah. Not sure about mushrooms, though.
Yeah.
I know it's a lyric in several songs. I'm not sure if there is a mushroom
song. Isn't that a cream song, In My Mushroom?
Yeah. Look, the only thing I used to get baked in Boston was beans. Now it's human beans. After an appearance by Kamala Harris on Saturday Night Live, NBC gave Donald Trump equal time during Sunday's playoff NASCAR race and Sunday Night Football. So how did this work out? Trump locking up the mail vote in both of those venues.
Yeah, and I'd be interested to see the total viewership for SNL viewing versus the total viewership for those other events. Something tells me Trump came out on the long end of that stick.
You said on the wrong end?
No, the long
end.
The long end.
Okay. Yeah, so I think you're right about that. Yeah, but here we go. Dixville Knots, it's all knotted up at 3-3. And we have the person who apparently sent in the kill squad to take out Peanut the squirrel. Kathy Hochul is now calling anybody who votes for Republicans in New York anti-American.
Hey, what's her deal suddenly? Well, I think that she's just upset because now the squirrel lovers of America are all over her butt.
Yeah, where's PETA? Yeah. Shouldn't PETA be all over Kathy Hochul, the governor's mansion in Albany?
Yeah, nice squirrel sandwich on PETA. That sounds
not
good.
Not just Peanut, the squirrel, but Fred, the raccoon, was euthanized as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, with the SWAT-style tactics... Mm-hmm. Both of those animals, this guy ran a rescue operation for animals, and poor Peanut, TikTok star.
She's become a biatch.
Yeah. So, but you're anti-American. Now, is that part of the American values that she was espousing?
Yeah, that's
killing babies and pet squirrels. Come to New York.
Where all the squirrels are. I just keep thinking, I remember whose ads they were, where the squirrel would be out on the highway, the car would crash, and the squirrel would run to the side and high-five each other.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Sure. Here's the ad that has the squirrel in the ad, the TV ad for some company. I can't remember what it is now. It's not Geico has the gecko, the lizard.
Yeah, right,
but there is some company that has a squirrel in its ad. I'm sure one of our listeners.
Wendy's? It might have been that guy that was that mayhem guy. What's he with, Allstate?
Yeah, I think you're right. The mayhem guy.
Yeah. There was a diner in, I think, West Virginia for a while that served roadkill. So you might be getting a squirrel sandwich there.
Yeah. Maybe.
I wonder what squirrel tastes like.
Squirrel. Probably like chicken. We've heard that before.
Everything tastes like chicken.
All right, Chuck, we're off and running here.
I don't taste like chicken, so I'll just say well.
Thank you very much. We'll punt on that one.
Yes.
All right, 6:19, 19 minutes after the hour. You can join us here, 410-922-6680. 247 years after 1776, our founding fathers' voices still appear in unexpected places. And running in New York, the state of New York, in the 37th district in the state Senate, is an unapologetic Christian constitutional absolutist and attorney. Her name is Tricia Lindsey. She became a heroine in New York during the unconstitutional lockdowns during COVID and the forced jabs. She has become a fearless, and I mean fearless, voice for the voiceless, a freedom fighter, an attorney that fights against government overreach, regardless of the professional risks. And I just want to play you several of her clips here this morning so you get an idea of there are people out there that do care about our Constitution.
We are at war. We are at war for our family, our children, our lives. The 14th Amendment gives us due process. It guarantees us equal protection under the laws. So why in the world are the unvaccinated being treated differently than the vaccinated? It is the new segregation. It is the new discrimination. And we have to stop it. Government for the people, by the people, will not be destroyed.
Yeah, that again is during the COVID. But she's right. We are at war. They're at war with us. They are conducting tyrannical actions against a candidate, a former president, with lawfare, with a weaponizing of this justice system. And we'll see how she turns out. We'll keep a close eye on New York 37.
By the way, interesting footnote. There are some who argue that when you read the current transcriptions of Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, of the people, by the mm-hmm. people, for the people, they put the emphasis is on the wrong spot, not where Lincoln put it. The argument is that he put it of the people, by the people. And for the people,
right.
Not of, by, and for, but right. by the people. On the people. And yeah. That was what was being emphasized.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, 621, and the best of Morning Drive is available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Facebook page. And we got a brand new website now,
WCBM.com. Hey, beautiful, man.
So we urge you to check it out. We are aware of issues with the mobile app. For some strange reason, everything's in Spanish. Or Latin, or we don't know why, but we're working on that. We are not converting to a Spanish lingo station.
Yeah, those of you who are the ancient Romans who are listening right now, you're in good shape.
So check it out each and every day, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
For many of you, the past few years have been rough. Inflation high, interest rates spiraling, prices on groceries, utilities, medical costs, and insurance rates skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight on their spending. Hi, Frank Luber here. Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements, understands your situation, but has some very good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, addition, or remodeling, but there are some necessary projects that must be done first, AES is here to help you get through these difficult times. Right now, AES Builder and Home Improvements is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call them today at 1-800-787-SAVE or online at aeshome.us.
Hey, Baltimore, Andrew Langer here. I'm back on WCBM weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Thrilled to reconnect with the best listeners in radio for no-holds-barred conversations. Stand up, speak out, be heard. Andrew Langer, 9 to 11 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:23, election morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
And all is well at both the Harbor Tunnels, looking live at 95 coming out of the southbound side of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Lanes are open there. 895, only with a brief delay around O'Donnell Street. The Beltway continues to fill in, and the west side normally will take place and start to slow a little bit from 795 down through Liberty Road. Right now, the pace at Liberty Road is not too bad, headed down towards I-70. Couple of updates, still working on the wreck westbound Route 100 at Quarterfield Road in Anne Arundel County, and the big wreck south of Frederick is now on the shoulder, but we have delays on 270 southbound coming into Montgomery County at Route 109. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Weather channel is partly cloudy today and it's 75, so it's going to be dry for Election Day. Polls open in 36 minutes, and we'd love to hear from you, from your area, how the turnout is, if there are any issues or problems. We'd love to hear from you as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 52 in the city right now, 50 in Bel Air. And I thought we went back and dug this audio up of Trish Lindsay. She's running in New York for a Senate seat, state Senate seat, in District 37. But she is, again, she's African-American. She's unapologetically Christian. She's a constitutionalist, an attorney, and she's an educator. She's a former teacher. And, boy, she really brings it here on, you know, what are magistrates and how do they factor into the Constitution?
Yeah. We are magistrates. What is happening here today, what is happening around our state and in our city, is people are invoking the doctrine of the lesser magistrates. And most of you probably don't even understand what that is and don't even understand what I'm talking about. Well, the doctrine of the lesser magistrates is the doctrine upon which this country was founded. It is the basis of the 10th Amendment, which says that any authority that is not given to the federal government is reserved to the states. And if our local leaders fail to protect its citizens and fails to step between a tyrannical federal government and its citizens, fails to protect the rights of its citizens, then those rights and authority is extended and given to the people.
To the people.
We, the people, is how the Constitution starts. A magistrate is a person that operates under authority. They have power. They are higher magistrates and they are lesser magistrates. The founding fathers of this country understood that there's going to come a point in time where the federal government will need to be checked. If not, they will become tyrants. And that is what's happening now. So, the Declaration of Independence says that everyone, by virtue of being a human being, has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The federal government, too, the federal government, their purpose is to protect the rights of those citizens, the rights of us to our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The third point of that document is, if they fail to protect its citizens and enforce those rights, the citizens have a right to revolt. Do you understand? We have a right to resist, and we have an obligation and a duty to do so. Do you understand? Do you understand when it says a duty to step between a tyrannical government and its laws? They are coming for our children. We cannot sit down.
She's absolutely right.
See, again, people forget about the 9th and 10th Amendments, but we completely abrogated our constitutional rights. We gave them away during the COVID lockdowns. And people should remember that as you go to the polls today. Who tried to take these rights, our constitutional, God-given rights, from us?
Yeah, that's why I've gone back and forth and back and forth about three dozen times and actually almost per hour on Larry Hogan, because I remember very clearly one of the first things I said is, under what constitutional authority, under what legal authority is he telling us all, you have to stay in your houses, you cannot go to church, but you can go to a strip club. Under what authority did he do that?
Right.
And the willingness to violate our rights as citizens in that fashion makes me very uncomfortable with any candidate. Right now, no, I don't care if it's an R or not.
I think it's disqualifying. I think when you violate our Constitution, that's a disqualifying. And Trisha goes on to talk about the mandates that they placed on us.
Every great leader knows, every one of them, even the bad ones know, that if you want to affect the country, you go for its children.
Yeah.
When in the world do we start using children as bulletproof vests for us? Yeah. When in the world do we start testing things on children?
Wow.
It comes to us first.
Yeah.
And when you come for our children, you have started a war.
Yeah.
And they have declared war, and we are answering to that war. Magistrates, and I need you, each one, reach one, and teach one.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
As a magistrate in this country, the United States government, our local leaders have to answer to us. The Ninth Amendment says that any rights that are not enumerated in the Constitution are reserved for the people.
There you go.
Yeah. when you come for our children, you are basically declaring war on all of us. So that's Trisha Lindsay. We'll hear more from her later on in the show.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have great opportunities for you. They're coming together now. They join together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. There's free area towing, and whether both of them have great financing available. Glenn Burnie Transmissions, call them 410-766-8500. Online, you'll find them at gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700, or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Coming up next, MSDNC smearing Donald Trump again. 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. City police investigating a Monday evening shooting in southeast Baltimore. Officers responded to a hospital at around 6:30 p.m. last night for a man who had turned up with a gunshot wound. The 31-year-old victim told investigators he was shot after an argument and physical altercation with a suspect in the 100 block of South Conkling. Police are looking for a suspect. Voters in Maryland and across the nation will be casting ballots today in the 2024 general election. Polling locations in Maryland will be opening at 7 o'clock this morning, about a half an hour from right now. Polling locations in Maryland, weather should be not a factor in getting there. Partly cloudy and mild day, a high around mid-70s. Voters reminded that the Maryland Friends Administration offering free rides on its core service of bus lines, metro subway, and light rail trains and mobility paratransit service while the polls are open. Election officials say voters who are in line at 8 o'clock tonight will be able to cast their ballot. Maryland U.S. Senate candidates Angela Alsobrooks and Larry Hogan both out campaigning. You heard last night, Democrat Alsobrooks hosting an Election Eve rally at Riverdale Park, featuring Wes Moore, Ben Cardin, Chris Van Hollen, Eric Holder, Steny Hoyer, Glenn Ivey, Jamie Raskin. Alsobrooks says Maryland is ready to win, and so am I. And you had Governor Hogan out with members of a veterans group at a crab house near Annapolis, wrapping up the evening in Parkville with the Fraternal Order of Police on Hartford Road. Hogan says he will be an independent voice in the Senate, despite the R next to his name, pointing to his record as a two-term governor in the mostly blue state of Maryland. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Now, the big wireless companies want to limit you to two choices when it comes to data, unlimited or unlimited. And guess what? Both are stupidly expensive. Now stop overpaying for data that you're never, ever going to use. That's like paying for a pot of coffee when all you need is a cup, or filling your entire truck bed full of gas when you only need a tank. Now, with Pure Talk, my cell phone company, you get to choose how much data that you actually want and need. And for example, for $25 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, 5 gigs of data, which is more than enough. And they'll include mobile hotspot and roaming in 50 plus countries. Stop overpaying for wireless. Get America's best 5G coverage with Pure Talk. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. The switch is simple, fast, and easy. No contract to sign, no activation fee, and you keep your phone and your phone number. #250, keyword save now. The same service for much less, for about half, from Pure Talk.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick three was 8. I'm sorry, I'm getting focus issues in my eyes. 903. Pick 4, 9058. 633. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like they're still working on the Rankin Adirondack County westbound Route 100 coming over to Quarterfield Road. So again, heads up, coming over from Route 10 and from Ritchie Highway, headed west eventually towards I-97. Definitely busy now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. As we're going south, all four lanes are moving. The right tube is a little bit slow right now compared to the left tunnel. So we'll keep an eye on that. Hopefully we don't have a problem in the tube on the right side. But we'll let you know. We'll come back and check on that. But definitely slow on the right side. JFX is still good. And up to this point, we're still running with the lanes open on the Beltway. The west side filling in just a bit as you're moving south of Liberty Road. There is fog on sections of the eastern shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker. Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures quite warm for early November, 10 to almost 20 degrees above the norm. Partly cloudy today, 75. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower, 80 the high. Slight chance of a shower Thursday, 70 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 in my garage after I overpaid for new blinds. I researched the industry, hired my mom, and 14 years later, we're one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the U.S. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens will have their only full practice of the week today as they prep for the Bengals on Thursday night. The team offered Marlon Humphrey at the podium yesterday, and Humphrey was candid as usual. He was asked about the secondary's performance against the Bengals in Week 5.
Yeah, we felt like we should have lost. You know, I think that's what kind of what we talked about today. You know, it's we won the game, but we did not play well, I think, especially the secondary alone. You know,
Meanwhile, Lamar was a full go at practice yesterday. Isaiah likely missed, and Keaton Mitchell was a full go for Baltimore as well. There is a chance that he could be activated for Thursday night. The Bengals, meanwhile, announced running back Zach Moss will miss with a neck injury. His replacement, Chase Brown, rushed for 120 yards last week against the Raiders. Monday Night Football came down to the wire last night in Kansas City. Joe Buck had the call on ABC, the Chiefs 30 and the Bucks 24. And again, Kansas City still unbeaten at 8-0. Other NFL news, the Saints, mired in a seven-game losing streak, have fired coach Dennis Allen. New Orleans scored 91 points in their first two games, both wins, but they've only scored 116 total in their last seven games. And one other football note, Dak Prescott could miss several weeks with a hamstring injury for the Cowboys. The Orioles started putting their 2025 plan in place, extending qualifying offers to Corbin Burns and Anthony Santander. The offer is $21 million for next season, and there's no chance that either will accept. It's a procedural move to get draft picks for Baltimore. Burns is listed as the number two free agent prospect in all of Major League Baseball, behind only Juan Soto. Santander is listed at number six. The Birds also picking up club options for Ryan O'Hearn, Siono Perez, and Sir Anthony Dominguez, and declining an option on left-handed reliever Danny Coulomb. Derek Queen era opened in College Park last night with a bang.
Gillespie to Reese. Here's Miguel inside. It's Queen! It's a, his first collegiate points.
Derek Queen, the big guy, 22 points and 20 rebounds. That call courtesy of the Big Ten Network. The first Terps freshman out of St. Francis to put up 22 points and pull down 20 rebounds in a game. First ever. Terps over Manhattan last night. 79-49 was the final. Elsewhere, UMBC big over D3 Penn State York, 95-66. Marcus Banks with 27 points. And Towson fell to St. Mary's out west last night, 76-69. Tyler Tejada, who was a first-team All-CAA with 18 points. NBA, Steph Curry scored 24, leading the Warriors over the Wiz, 124-116. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it was a busy night for the Mahomes family.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know. Ugh, what am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Made Pro! Call Made Pro! Call Made Pro!
I know. I'll call Made Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Made Pro, 410-529-5960 or madepro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Well, it's perfect in Kansas City if you're a MAGA supporter, because the team colors are red and, I guess, gold. And so they're all decked out in those colors. Well, last night, the Kansas City Chiefs hosted the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They beat them 30-24. Pat Mahomes had three touchdown passes in that game. Did get injured, though. I don't know if you saw it. No. The 14 minutes left in the fourth quarter, he was limping off. He did come back, though, to play the rest of the game. Anyway, the point of the matter is,
we got stepped on.
No, actually, it was a non-contact injury.
Oh, okay.
He threw a touchdown pass in the corner of the end zone, and he landed awkward.
Oh, okay.
But the real story, though, was up in the stands. Pat Mahomes' mom last night was all decked out in her Chiefs red, and she was wearing a MAGA hat. She released a short video, a 9-second video, saying, "Let's go, MAGA." And so the Mahomes family is clearly behind Republican nominee.
Nothing. He said nothing.
No, he has said nothing, right? No, His wife and his mom have come out for it, right? Yeah. So, just amazing to me how sports and politics have intersected.
Was Tay-Tay at the game?
Yeah, she was.
She was in the game? Was she seated near the Mahomes MAGA group?
They were seated near them. Yeah, I don't know if they were right next to one another, but yeah. They seem to have smoothed that over, I guess, over time.
That's good.
Should be interesting.
We can agree to disagree and still root for our favorite team.
That's what this country is all about.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I knew this country is about something. Thank heavens. Now I know what it is.
You needed me, Bruce.
Leave it to Stein on Sports.
Thank you so much.
6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7.
Well, the party that brought you Joe Biden, who said this...
I'm serious. These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass.
Have now decided to go even further downhill. This was yesterday on MSNBC. First, the audio cut, there's a video obviously attached to it, but the audio cut that led to some really disgusting comments on MSNBC. Donald Trump, a lot of guys, Sean, if you're a tall guy, you have this problem. You walk up to a podium and the podium is too short. Shorter people have the same problem. You walk up and the microphone is like, you know, at the top end of your forehead. And it's always a matter of trying to adjust. And that typically is planning ahead so that the people know how tall you're going to be and either provide an apple crate for you to stand on or somehow raise the microphone so that you can actually be there. Well, Trump gets on stage and the microphone is way too low.
I come in and here's the problem. I said, oh, man, it's too low.
Yeah, all right. It was a funny bit. And I know you've probably pulled it once or twice. I know I have. Walk up to the microphone. The microphone is chest high.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? You either bend down and put your head on the podium. You know, you talk with the inspired.
There's a fixed mic. Some have goosenecks, and you can adjust them.
So, I mean, that's what the whole bit was. It was funny. He was relaxed. But instead... MSNBC decided it wasn't simply a friendly moment between the speaker and his audience. Well, here's Van Jones.
Wouldn't it be interesting if it turned out he's doing everything he can not to be president?
That would be interesting.
He still winds up winning? Because you can't tell me that belating a microphone isn't anybody's playbook for anything.
Yeah, you heard that right. That's what he said, that it was Donald Trump filleting the microphone. He said this.
These people are deranged. They're deranged. They're despicable. They're disgusting. They're insane. And they have no business being on any kind of show, being a political pun. This is a 9/11 truther who basically thought that our government did this. It was an inside job.
Yeah, and then the same person on that particular panel, Scott Jennings, a Republican, I think it was a spokesperson for one of the Bushes, can't remember for sure. He said, wait a minute now, here's what I saw.
Look, he's well known to be very, very picky about the microphones and the audio. And he was obviously complaining that the thing was too short. And so
why was he putting his mouth on it?
And I'm just saying, I don't know what he was doing.
All right. And, of course, everybody else on the panel was getting big yucks out of this. They thought that this is, wow, look at Donald Trump. He's a pervert because he's somehow doing something inappropriate with a microphone. And we're supposed to buy into this. This is, you know, between 24 and 48 hours before election. I'm thinking to myself, well, that's bizarre. So then, totally disassociated from that, folks, a brand new thought. Then I go on to the next soundbite for this morning, and I've come across this soundbite of Doug Emhoff, who is married to Kamala Harris. And we all know Kamala Harris's background. And so this has nothing to do, by the way, folks, nothing to do with the previous audio. Here's the first or the second gentleman.
Kamala did what Kamala always does. She just put her head down and she went to work.
I have nothing to say beyond that, except that it's 6:43, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Traffic. I'm sure she's, thanks, Doug. Thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, really. Thanks for helping out, Doug.
Yeah.
6:43, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, it's hard to know, isn't it?
It's a hard act to follow, that is true.
I wouldn't even go there.
Yeah. All right, what's happening out there?
I'm leading away from it, Mr. Casey.
Thank you.
Give me a second. Thank you very much.
I just want to push you in the right direction.
You did. And I fell down, but now I'm back up. Northbound 795. There is an accident reported in the area after Owings Mills Boulevard. That's all I can tell you at this point. The Cameron McDonough Road is out. The Cameron Franklin Boulevard is out. The Cameron Owings Mills Boulevard is facing south. The fire department rolled up, said the accident is on the shoulder. So whatever it is, northbound, as you're coming up,
up from McDonald Road towards Franklin Boulevard. It's off the roadway, but the fire department has just arrived there. There was some slowing that was just starting to develop on the Beltway on the west side in that area just around Liberty Road, but it's not bad at all right now through that area. The inner loop at Park Heights Avenue looks good, and we're going to go over to Hartford Road very quickly here. And look, the outer loop is built up here just a little bit now. We're starting to slow at Hartford Road towards Providence Road. The accident has cleared now. They've reopened the lanes westbound Route 100 coming over to Quarterfield Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your WCBN Weather Channel forecast, partly cloudy today, 75, back down into the upper 50s. So pretty toasty over the next couple of days with some rain showers possible tomorrow and again on Thursday. Right now, partly cloudy, 52 in Forest Hill, 51 in Glen Burnie. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of
Keep yapping, man.
Five Guys is embracing the holiday spirit by introducing the new Candy Cane Crunch Mix-In. This is what they're going to be able to mix into your holiday shake this season.
Right.
Customers can blend different flavors to craft more than 500 unique milkshake combinations using the Candy Cane Crunch Mix-In, and that's only at your participating Five Guys.
That sounds kind of nice.
Burgers and fries. Okay. Subway's launched a new $6.99 meal deal. Includes a choice of any chef-crafted or custom 6-inch sandwich, chips, two regular cookies, and a small fountain drink, all for just $6.99. Pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Chicken poppers are out at Papa John's and have been replaced with the new boneless wings.
Ah.
Yeah. So, again, the boneless wings, no more chicken poppers, but you can get the boneless wings and all different kinds of flavors. They have a buffalo, barbecue, and honey chipotle that you're participating.
Yeah, she used to be at the Gaiety.
Papa John's. Very much honey chipotle. Wendy's just unveiled a new fall frosty, and Bruce, it's not pumpkin spice.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. It's the new salted caramel frosty, which will be available starting next Tuesday.
I suppose.
Salted caramel frosty. That's the latest thing. Yeah. Pickles and salted caramel.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of pickles,
yeah,
Cheetos.
How is she these days?
Launching a new Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle flavor. You get Flamin' Hot Crunchy Cheetos that are dill pickle flavored.
Have you seen those in the store?
I have not.
If I spot some, I'll bring them in for you.
Have you ever heard of coffee jelly? It's
no.
a dessert.
Really?
Yeah, and it's apparently big in Boston. And they used to be known for a dessert called coffee jelly. It's coffee mixed with gelatin to give it that jello consistency.
Yeah.
Topped off with whipped cream. And people try it, say it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so if you like coffee, the flavor of coffee, it's like coffee, you know, ice cream, but not as. Got the whipped cream. I guess people will taste most of the whipped cream with the coffee jelly.
Yeah, the gelatin's just a little off-putting, but I like this combination of flavors.
Well, you like peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Do you like other, like strawberry jam?
I like all kinds of things, and don't be jelly about it. All right.
So, who knows? You're a big coffee drinker, so maybe you could start your mornings with some coffee jelly.
Yes.
Well, you know what they say. It must be jelly, because jam don't drink less.
There you go. Very good. Thank you, sir.
I got something new for you.
All right.
Preserves.
If you want it.
Yes.
We want my job here. shut up, Bruce. Southbound 895 looks like a minor accident right at the end of the O'Donnell Street ramp. So a little bit of a tight squeeze if you're coming onto that ramp onto 895.
All right, very good. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. It's 648. 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. The polls will open in 12 minutes at 7 a.m. They are open till 8 p.m. this evening in Maryland.
Yeah.
So what to look for tonight for the election? Polls in some states close at 7. Some are, I think North Carolina is at 7:30, and then we close at 8. But here would be what I'm looking for early this evening, and especially if you look at New Jersey. If Jersey is close, for instance, by the way, the latest poll I saw has Trump within 2 points in Minnesota. So Jersey had him within striking distance, within the margin of error. If Jersey is close, that could be bad news for Kamala Harris. Same with Virginia. Virginia, Trump was in the margin of error. So if Kamala wins, not to say that if she wins Jersey and Virginia, which she's expected to win, then it will be a bad night. But look at the margins are. If they're close in Jersey and close in Virginia, that could mean a good night for Trump. Now, North Carolina is going to close at 7:30. Mm-hmm. So if Carolina goes fairly quickly, and if we're looking at, I think the last poll I saw, it was at plus 3 or 4. If he wins Carolina by 3 to 6 points, it's going to be a good night, I think, for Donald Trump.
Yeah, actually, the RCP average currently has Trump up just by 1.2% in North Carolina. I'm actually watching. Yeah, but
that's the Real Clear Politics average polls.
And
I'm looking at the Atlas poll, which is the most accurate poll from 2020.
Yeah, I'm also watching Georgia, where the turnout, early turnout, has been very, very busy. And, of course, one of the Carolinas has already opened. They opened at 6:30 in the morning.
Right.
I can't remember which of the Carolinas it is. So we already do have, beyond Dixville Notch, we already do have one state that is actually actively voting today. But, you know, there are massive numbers of early votes, 81 million early votes.
Right.
And we have no idea in which direction those are going.
No, we don't. We'll have to wait. But they are promising early returns in Georgia tonight at 8 p.m. They think it'll all be wrapped up in Georgia by 8 p.m. Pennsylvania is a different story. Pennsylvania is a mess. But what's interesting in Pennsylvania, I've noticed the Democrats have begun shifting from talking about early votes to talking about door knocking.
Yeah.
How many doors they knocked on, how many mailers have gone out, the ground game, and so on and so forth. So they don't want to talk about the early votes in Pennsylvania, which were depressed in Philadelphia and in Pittsburgh. And in the rural areas, they're off the charts for the Republicans. So that bodes well, hopefully, for Donald Trump in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'm looking at two races locally, by the way, Neil Parrott and Kim Klasick, to see how they do. If Parrott holds off the governor's money, and if Kim Klasick manages to pull an upset, that would be very good news for Republicans here in this state.
Yeah, I think Parrott has the better shot, unfortunately, for Kim, that she's got an uphill battle. 6:50, Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to tell you about the Black Friday November sale, which is going on right now. All through the month of November, you can save up to 80% on all your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements. Now, not everyone is 80%, but up to 80%. In fact, I can tell you that most of the omega-3s are marked down 45 to 50%, as is the LDLX Q10. Right now, you can get a great deal on the Vital D3. It's only $8 a bottle. But here's what you do. Go to the website, res-q.com. Check out. The markdowns are already there for you. Everything's been discounted. And make a list of what you're looking for. And then, of course, you can either order online. No coupon code is needed whatsoever. Or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. And a friendly, knowledgeable rescue consultant can answer all your questions, take your orders. But this really is the best time of the year to stock up on all your favorites to maintain your health and make sure that you get the favorite Rescue Natural supplements that you enjoy taking. And that, again, is all the way through the end of this month, November 30th. 6:52, you're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. WCBM invites you to tune in to The Right Side with Delegate Nino Mangione every weekday morning from 11 to noon. Get an insider's perspective on state and national issues. Delegate Mangione will tackle the issues most important to you with keen insight and robust debate. Join Delegate Nino Mangione every weekday at 11 a.m. only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Cut up between the 7 and 8 o'clock this morning right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pennsylvania, the swing states, we'll take a look at them, see how the various sides, both sides are looking at those states. Mail-in ballots, again, a big issue, and brand new ads out from the Donald Trump campaign. You hear a number of them right after 7 o'clock right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. 6:53, once again, our traffic person man thing. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a minor incident. I'm not sure this is an accident. It might be a broken down vehicle. It's at the end of the ramp from O'Donnell Street to get onto 895 South.
at the Old Harbor Tunnel. So the end of the ramp is open, but you'll have the flashing lights right there. A little bit of a tight squeeze, not much of a backup on 895. The other wreck was northbound 795 after Owings Mills Boulevard, getting up towards Franklin Boulevard. The report when the fire department arrived, they were on the shoulder, but you know, sometimes the fire department arrives, they tend to block the right lane. So heads up northbound from Owings Mills Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly cloudy today and a high of 75, 57 for the low. Tomorrow, slight chance of shower, highs near 80. And right now, 52. Sun is up in Arnold, and it is 52 in Middle River. Lockdown Larry is in a race to try. He started 8 points down, and that went to 12 points down in the last poll. We saw he was down 13 in the polling here in now all the polls that we've seen, none of them have been rated one of the most accurate, none of them, and by the folks by Nate Silver, who is the 538 guy, so none of the some of these polls have accuracy issues. We like it when there are more than 1,000 in the sample, when they're likely voters, not registered voters. So the only poll that counts obviously is today, but interestingly enough, he has made it known in no uncertain terms that he does not like the former president, Donald Trump. In fact, Trump endorsed Larry Hogan, but Larry Hogan has refused to vote for either Trump or Harris, which I think in the long run makes him look hypocritical.
And petty.
But here, the Maryland GOP Senate candidate in a call that was obtained by CNN is telling a GOP private donor, he's crowing about the Trump endorsement. In fact, the donor asks Hogan about the public perception that Hogan and Trump, quote-unquote, hate each other.
But some of the feedback that I've gotten is that, you know, because I always say Trump-Hogan, and they say, well, those two guys hate each other. And I said, well, Donald Trump hate each other. Man. They're different.
Donald Trump actually endorsed me. But, yeah, look, only 23% of the people in Maryland are Republican. And 80% of them, 83% of them are voting for me. There's a small percentage, I mean, it's about 4% of the people who are hardcore Trump folks that may be mad at me because I didn't support Trump, but they're alternative. You know, you can't compare me to the almighty, you have to compare me to the alternative. And the alternative is a far left Democrat who's against everything that they believe in, who's got a terrible track record. And for some of those folks, I mean, you know, Trump did come out and endorse me. So for those hardcore folks, you just tell them that. That's all they do.
Yeah, so he's bragging about the fact that Trump endorsed him in a private donor call when he wants the money from the private donor. And he's right about Angela Alsobrooks being far left wing, and she's got a horrible track record. He's absolutely right about that. But once again, 30-some% voted for Robin Ficker in the primary. Mm-hmm. 38-40% of Maryland's going to vote for Donald Trump. So again, how many of those vote with Hogan, vote against Hogan? We've had that split on this show. We have it in our families. We have it with our listeners. Some who don't know which way they're going to go. Some who are holding their nose and voting for Hogan, but the problem for Hogan and for Kim Klasick and maybe even for Neil Parrott is the abortion issue. Here's Angela Alsobrooks.
What would be the first bill you would introduce?
Women's Health Protection Act is the first bill that I would co-sponsor to codify in federal law a woman's right to choose. I believe that it should be the case that not just women in Maryland. I'm interested in women all across our country having the freedom and privacy to make that decision.
So the abortion issue, this is question one, which doesn't say abortion. It is being deemed, parental rights mm-hmm. issue, because any individual can express their reproductive rights. It just does not mean in utero. Could mean, in internal plumbing, as we've talked about, the sex change operations. And there's no age restrictions in this question one. There are no parental rights in this question one. Abortion's not even mentioned. This is a Trojan horse. Question one, to take your rights away as a parent, especially you have minor children. So keep that in mind. But this abortion, there are nine states.
Yeah.
Nine states have. Florida's one. I think Nebraska's another. Maryland, where they're looking to either pass abortion as a referendum or, in this particular case, enshrine it in our state constitution. And early polling indicates that anywhere from 55-63% or so are in favor of this thing. That's not going to help down-ballot Republicans.
No, but whether it helps them or not, in the long term, it does point something out, I think, is kind of interesting. There is no reason to think that this is a federal issue, that Donald Trump and other folks running for federal office, I don't understand why also Brooks would say she's now going to go ahead and discuss this as a federal issue. Supreme Court has said this is not a federal issue. Donald Trump has said this is not a federal issue. This is a state issue. And yes, fine, debate it on the state level. But for also Brooks to say, I'm going to introduce something on a federal level. Again, she wants to force it back to the feds, and the and SCOTUS has said, no, it doesn't belong there.
Well, Larry Hogan's no different. He says he will codify Roe v. Wade, who would vote for that as a U.S. senator. So he's also talking about federalizing this issue and making it a national, congressional piece of... he also said he was asked about the national politics, and is that playing any weight in his campaign?
I don't really care about any of that. I'm just
trying. Other people do.
I know, but I don't think they're going to win. That's all they want to talk about is national politics. But the average voter doesn't care about that at all. They don't care about flipping the seat. They don't care about, you know, Chuck Schumer or Mitch McConnell. I'm telling you, the people out here care about affordability. They care about crime. They care about everyday issues.
Well, the two biggest answers right now for people considering Alsobrooks versus Hogan, one is the abortion issue, and two is control of the U.S. Senate. That's the way it's polling. Now, whether that's accurate or not, we'll see. But I don't think Larry Hogan is going to emerge victorious. We could all be surprised.
Be very surprised.
Yeah, but I think he's going to be defeated, and probably by double digits. It's 7 o'clock. Polls are open right now.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The polls are opening across the East. Election Day has finally arrived. The marquee contest, the race for the White House. The candidates have presented their closing arguments to the voters, including in Pennsylvania, one of the seven all-important swing states.
19 Electoral College votes are at stake in Pennsylvania.
If we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole ball of wax. It's over.
Donald Trump says he could walk away with the greatest political event in history. Kamala Harris says this is one of the most consequential elections in her lifetime. Harris says there is a stark difference between the campaigns.
This has not been about a fight that is against something. This is about a fight that is for something.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. White House correspondent Greg Clugston back in Washington after his tour of the Blue Wall states takes a look at what the candidates are up to today.
The vice president returned to Washington after wrapping up her campaign in Pennsylvania last night. Tonight, she'll hold a watch party at her alma mater, Howard University, in D.C. Trump, who gave his final stump speech in Michigan, flew back to Florida, where he plans to hold an election night event at his Mar-a-Lago estate in West Palm Beach. Meanwhile, President Biden will await the results at the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump-Harris showdown, said by the pollsters to be razor close, and the outcome of the vote in tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, seems to bear that out. Three votes for Trump, three for Harris in that balloting just after midnight in Dixville Notch. The Boeing strike, a walkout that cost the embattled aerospace giant billions of dollars, is over. Unionized manufacturing workers have approved a contract. The deal provides a 38% pay hike over 4 years, 59% approval of that pact. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 52 points, NASDAQ futures 77 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee, so you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
7:03 right now. Good morning. Election morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Getting you to work or to your local polling place. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
895 South, that incident now at the end of the ramp at O'Donnell Street is cleared, so we're back in business there. Actually, 895 looks pretty good coming in from O'Donnell Street this morning, and 95 South at last check was also doing okay. We're back there now. All four lanes are open southbound. Good pace there. Actually, no problems at all on the northbound side. You might still see the remains of an accident. Was on the right side, 795 northbound after Owings Mills Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures quite warm for early November, 10 to almost 20 degrees above the norm. Partly cloudy today, 75. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower, 80 the high. Slight chance of a shower Thursday, 70 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Speth from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, no, Ellicott City has 54 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 55. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes comes up again at 7:13. Right now, the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And these headlines being brought to you by Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Call Dr. Laser today, 410-356-7799. Or send a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. Hartford County judge has denied bail for the 16-year-old Heavenly Grace High School student charged with killing a 14-year-old classmate in Aberdeen. The county's state's attorney's office says Kevin Cortez Kinsey Jr. is charged as an adult with first and second-degree murder, first-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and firearm offenses. Jaden Winchester was shot in the head at the 200 block of Center Dean Avenue after a Halloween party Saturday night. Kinsey and Winchester were both members of the Heavenly Grace Warriors football team. Man injured, a suspect in custody following a Monday afternoon shooting in Hartford County. Sheriff's office says the victim was shot in the 3500 block of Woodside Road. Taken to a hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. City police investigating a Monday evening shooting in southeast Baltimore. Officers responding to a hospital about 6:30 p.m. after a man turned up with a gunshot wound there. And voters in Maryland and across the nation will be casting ballots. The polls are now open here in the state of Maryland. At 7:05, lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3, 903. Your pick 4, 9058. Next, it's Starring on Sports.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Well, there's a lot going on in Owings Mills right now as the Ravens in the middle of a quick turnaround with the trade deadline looming at 4 p.m. today. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh was asked about his communication with general manager Eric DaCosta on that.
He always brings stuff to me if it's something that's real and legitimate. He communicates really, really well with that. And we'll just see where it goes. I mean, it's about 24 hours now until that.
So. Indeed it is. Meanwhile, the Ravens still in the market for a pass rusher or a defensive back. The Chiefs continue to chase perfection. 30-24 last night. They beat the Buccaneers in overtime. Kareem Hunt with the winning touchdown. Pat Mahomes with 3 touchdown passes for Kansas City. College basketball last night at Xfinity Center in College Park. And what a debut for the freshman, Derek Queen.
Gillespie open. First three. No. Queen fights for the rebound. He's got it. He puts it up and in.
All night for Derek Queen, Big Ten Plus with the call. Queen out of St. Francis Academy in East Baltimore, 22 points, 20 rebounds in his debut. First freshman ever to hit 20-20 in Maryland basketball history. And speaking of St. Francis, what about Bub Carrington? The freshman out of Pitt playing for the Wizards now, also from St. Francis. What a night against the Warriors last night. 33 minutes, 16 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. But the Wizards fall to the Golden State, 124-116. 16. Steph Curry had 24 points. Orioles were busy yesterday as well, as free agency begins today at 5 p.m. Tendering qualifying offers to Corbin Burns and Anthony Santander, $21 million each. Neither will accept. The Orioles extending the contract of Ryan O'Hearn, Siono Perez, and Sir Anthony Dominguez, not extending a contract to left-hand reliever Danny Coulomb. Coming up at 7:35, Ravens fans breaking the law. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Decision 2024 coverage of Election Night with Todd Starnes, featuring live radio reports from all the battleground states, real-time results, and calls from listeners. Decision 2024 live 6 to midnight, November 5th on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It is Election Day. Polls are officially open now here in Maryland.
Later on this hour, we'll talk about Pennsylvania and the other swing states. How do they look going into the open polls today? Also coming up during the course of this hour.
Yeah, we are going to take a look at the election lawsuits and some of the wins and losses and still concerns about the mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. We've got your MAG update coming up in just a second, but brand new Election Day poll at our brand new website, WCBM.com.
Pretty site, man. Yeah,
so check it out. It's a simple poll question today. Who are you voting for today? So go to WCBM.com, cast your vote there as well as at the voting booth.
I notice I'm almost a little giddy today. I feel like I'm at the end of a marathon.
This is our Super Bowl.
You know?
Yeah, it is. Can you believe it's been 4 years?
Yeah.
4 years.
I mean, it's just the end of this long, long run, one way or another. I think we've done our job. I think Donald Trump wins. But boy, it has been a long haul between when it all started, which is right after the last
election. We'll get our official predictions here by the end of the show.
All right. Coming up right now, some brand new ads also being still rolled out by the Trump campaign as of Sunday and yesterday. Here's one. I broke it into two parts because it's actually a 2 minute long piece. Donald Trump, and the ad was called Nothing Worth Doing.
Nothing worth doing ever came easy. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. Never, ever quit. Never quit. Adversity makes you stronger. Don't give in, don't back down, and never stop doing what you know is right. They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedoms. They're not coming after me. They're coming after you. And I just happen to be standing in their way.
When they couldn't beat him, they tried to bankrupt him.
President Trump is back in a New York City courtroom.
When that didn't work, they tried to put him in federal prison.
Raided by the FBI.
When that didn't work, they even tried to kill him.
He just tried to kill President Trump.
Donald Trump still stands, ready to fight, ready to win, and ready to make America great again.
This is Donald Trump's house, brother.
This election, we all get to choose. I'm going to choose real American leadership and a real American battle. The 45th and soon to be 47th President Donald J. Trump.
I'll tell you, the video and audio on that together are just stunning. I'll get the thing posted for you after the show this morning right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Here's the second half. This ad was actually created as two ads that kind of stapled together.
Starting on day one, we will
defeat inflation quickly, and we will make America affordable again. I will cut your energy costs in half. It's time for the working man and woman to finally catch a break. We are going to bring back the American dream, bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
When I'm back in the White House, we will restore world peace, and it will be again peace through strength.
I will launch the largest deportation program in American history. I will put these vicious and bloodthirsty criminals in jail or kick them the hell out of our country.
November 5th, 2024 will be Liberation Day in America.
We all salute the same great American flag. Our best days are yet to come.
Together, we will make America great again.
And then the full screen comes up, Trump Vance 2024. We have more of that coming up for you later on in the show. We'll kind of spread them out during the show because they're worth really focusing in on individually. Right now it's 713, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Morning. There's a big problem on the Capitol Beltway. I know it's on the opposite side of the district, but this is a big problem. There's a vehicle fire. It was fully involved on the interloop at the Leesburg Pike. That's before we get up to the American Legion Bridge. So if you have somebody that's coming north from there, they're basically down to two lanes on that section of the Capitol Beltway. Multi-mile backup right now through there. Only thing left over now was the wreck. It was still kind of crowding the right lane. 795 northbound after Owings Mills Boulevard, JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road through the Rabs downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly cloudy, 75 today, and right now it is 54 and sunny in Annapolis. Under sunny skies, 53 in the city. Time for our MAGA movement update.
Macho, macho man.
My fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
On election eve, former President Trump crisscrossed four different rallies in multiple states, including Pennsylvania and Michigan. The one in Pittsburgh, where you'll hear from Megyn Kelly in just a second, is he brought his family up on stage. And then the last rally we will ever see involving Donald Trump was held in Grand Rapids, Michigan last night.
Thank you very much. This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Think of it. This is it. This is the last one that we're going to have to do. And doing four of these in one day is a little difficult, but not really, because the love in every one of them has been incredible, just like this. Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, the crowds have been off the charts for that. He also talked about picking up a major endorsement the day before the election.
Oh, wow. I have some more big news, Megan. I'm just getting this right now. So somebody that's very, very respected asked me to do his show 2 weeks ago, and I said, why not? And to me, it's very big because he's... the biggest there is, I guess, in that world by far. Somebody said the biggest beyond anybody in a long time. And his name is Joe Rogan, and he's never done this before. And it just came over the wires that Joe Rogan just endorsed me. Is that correct? Thank you, Joe. So nice. And he doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. So.
Megyn Kelly was at the Pittsburgh rally, and she offered up her endorsement for former President Trump.
He will be a protector of women, and it's why I'm voting for him. He will close the border. He will keep the boys out of girls' sports and where they don't belong. And you know what else? One more thing. He will look out for our boys, too. Our forgotten boys and our forgotten men. Guys like you. Guys like these guys. Who've got the calluses on their hands. Who work for a living. with the beards and the tats who maybe have a beer after work and don't want to be judged by people like Oprah and Beyonce, who will never have to face the consequences of her disastrous economic policies. These guys will. He gets it. President Trump gets it. He will not look at our boys like they're second-class citizens.
Megyn Kelly before the steel workers in Pittsburgh last night, that resonated. Trump hit all the right themes. Are you better off now than you were four years ago? She broke it. I'll fix it. And then launched this new phrase.
With your vote tomorrow, we can fix every single problem our country faces and lead America, indeed the world, to new heights of glory. But indeed, think of that statement, how beautiful that is. New heights of glory. That's what's going to happen when we win the election and we're really well. Look, the ball's in our hand. All we have to do is get out the vote tomorrow. You get out the vote, they can't do anything about it. We win.
Period. Period.
New heights of glory. That is, of course, Jim Brown. Remember him? The
The
best running back in NFL history. And then after his NFL career, he started movies. He became a political activist. He was very involved in becoming a voice for the black community. His daughter, Kim Brown, was at the Pittsburgh rally, and she endorsed Trump last night.
Trump as the 47th president of the United States of America!
Ted Nugent there.
Yeah, I'll take him, man.
Stranglehold.
Yeah.
The energy is in these rallies is just, I've never, I mean, it's just much better even than 2016. So a great message there. A couple of others, endorsements you should know about. 50 Orthodox rabbis have endorsed Donald Trump, including the head Orthodox rabbi, Nikki Haley, writing in the Wall Street Journal, wrote, quote, "I'll point out that Mr. Trump isn't the only one on the ballot. The election isn't a referendum on him. It's a choice between him and Kamala Harris. I don't agree with Mr. Trump 100% of the time, but I do agree with him most of the time, and I disagree with Ms. Harris nearly all of the time, and that makes this an easy call." And Mark Pincus, tech billionaire, made much of his money in the video game sector, gave a ton of campaign cash to Biden, has come out and endorsed Trump in 2024. Trump leads the Real Clear Politics averages for the first time. Numbers are exceptional. They're better than Hillary's and better than Joe Biden's in 2016 and in 2020. And apparently a new leaked memo confirms Democrats alarming turnout crisis in key battleground states, including in urban areas. And how about this for a stunning number? In October, Biden and Harris created more illegal aliens than they did jobs. We are here, folks. It is Election Day.
Macho, macho man.
And soon we will be a great nation again.
Still to come, we've got your calls and comments, more from J.D. Vance, and we've got some election lawsuits to tell you about. If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, feeling the pressure of monthly bills, the mortgage payments, or unexpected expenses, your home could be the key to financial relief, and it costs you nothing to find out how. At Reverse Mortgage Answers, Mark McVeary's been helping homeowners for over 30 years turn their home's equity into tax-free cash with a federally insured home equity conversion mortgage, or HECM. Want to learn more? Mark's offering a free, no-obligation guide that explains everything you need to know about reverse mortgage. And now it's a simple guide, and it shows you how you can eliminate your mortgage payments, access your extra cash, stay in the home you love, all without making a single monthly payment. With the reverse mortgage, you decide when you want to pay it back. Qualification is much easier than a regular mortgage, and you still own your own home. Plus, every HECM is backed by the Federal Housing Administration, making it a very safe and secure option. So don't wait. Call Reverse Mortgage Answers today, 410-788-7070, or get your free guide and schedule no obligation consultation, 410-788-7070, and take control of your financial future today.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
Good morning at 7:23. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Just look through Annapolis and don't see any major problems there. Bay Bridge over towards I-97 and even coming south on I-97. Not too bad right now at Route 32. Then I thought, well, we'll go back. Let's see how the fog is on the eastern shore. And right at 50 and 404 through there to Kent Narrows. Had some fog earlier. That is gone, but there's some heavy fog right here going into and out of Ocean City on also State Road 50 there on Route 50 and U.S. 90 for the traffic through that area. So from about Salisbury East out to the coastline, there's some fog on the southeastern side of the area. Beltway Parkville side, that's the one slowdown area right now on the outer loop. Some heavy traffic there at Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, partly cloudy and 75 today, and it is going to be just a beautiful morning right now. It is mostly sunny, 53 in Pasadena, 53 in Parkville. Last hour we played an unapologetic Christian constitutionalist, attorney, former educator, Tricia Lindsay is her name, and we'll share more of what she had to say in our 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, tremendous.
But she is just a fireball, I'm telling you. She is channeling her inner founding fathers, I'm telling you, with what she had to say. So we'll give you more information on her, but her name is Tricia Lindsay. She's running for the New York State Senate, District 37, and I'll get you, I think her, it's TrishaLindsayForSenate.com. That's her website, TrishaLindsayForSenate.com.
Spell Lindsay, please. Spell Lindsay.
L-I-N-D-S-A-Y.
A couple of more quick ads from Donald Trump that have just been released. Now, we said all along that there are two major issues in this campaign. I guess I call them the two I's, immigration and income. You know, it's what we're going to do about the southern border and what we're going to do about people not being able to pay their bills because of the horrible inflation that Harris and Biden gave us over the last 3.5-4 years.
Open borders, deadly consequences.
Border crisis. Record high crossings are putting a strain on cities across America.
It is a full-blown invasion.
Armed Venezuelan gang members storming an apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado.
When people talk about migrant crime, this is what they're talking about. Biden and Harris had created a program to bring them in under humanitarian parole.
I am in favor of saying that we're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals.
More than 13,000 illegal immigrants convicted of murder have been released into the United States.
My 20-year-old daughter, Kayla Hamilton, was murdered in her own room. Kayla's murderer was apprehended by Border Patrol crossing illegally into the U.S.
Kayla's murderer had been improperly released into the United States.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah, we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
An Afghan national is in custody today after being accused of plotting an Election Day terrorist attack.
More than a dozen people suspected of being Tren de Aragua gang members right here in San Antonio.
The gang members had been terrorizing the apartment complex.
New details in the murder at Lake and Riley. The illegal immigrant suspect who cops say committed the heinous murder is a Venezuelan national.
Two men investigators say are in the country illegally from Venezuela are charged with capital murder and the death of Jocelyn Nungaray.
Now, I know that some of that is on your mind as you head to the polling places today. That is immigration as far as...
Megyn Kelly brought that up last night. Yep. Lincoln Riley's name, Jocelyn Nungaray, and she said as a woman, as a mother, and, she is terrified.
Sure help that exists to protect us.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just about protecting what's in the womb. It's about what happens when they get out of the womb, you know?
When your five-year-old is walking down the street, and this happened in New York the other day, gets raped. I mean, this is disgusting stuff. Ron's in Baltimore. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to keep this quick because I'm on 95, and driving and talking are not my best qualities. My wife is in Baltimore City at a polling place, Morrill Park specifically. She said at 7 a.m. there were 30 people ahead of her, which is amazing because it's a pretty apathetic neighborhood. But the thing that surprised me is they're scanning IDs, which they did not do for early voting. So I took Sean's advice and voted early. But They're scanning IDs this morning in Baltimore City.
So when you say
I don't have a problem with that, I'm glad they are.
Yeah, they're asking for an ID, what, a driver's license or something, and they're scanning it?
That is correct.
I've never heard of that before in Maryland. I've never heard of that.
No.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I called you guys. It's like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I wondered why they would suddenly decide to do that, especially in Baltimore City.
Well, I mean, look, when you go and you early vote, or when you vote in the past, they ask you your name, birth date, and your address. So maybe they figure this will be quicker if we scan the ID. But I've just never seen that before.
Yeah.
Kristen, you were trained at some point. Did you ever hear of them scanning anything? No. Kristen went to the training for election judge, and I've never heard of it.
Ron, how long have you been married?
38 years.
30 years. How many years did it take your wife to convince you that you were not any good at either driving or talking?
About 38 minutes.
Thanks for the call.
Ron, thanks for the call. Thanks for giving us a heads up there. I just got an email sent to the website here, and Jonathan, our social media director, brought this in. He said, this is from Danny. He said, went to vote 7 a.m. this morning. The scanner was already broken. They said put it in the emergency slot, and you can trust it will count them tonight at 8 p.m. Sure you will, he editorializes.
Yeah, wow.
And we're hearing from Dave, long lines at the VFW in Chase already. In the VFW in Chase, long lines already. If you want to weigh in on how the turnout is in your precinct, and if there are any issues, we'd love to hear from you.
Hey, listen, I want to talk about my dentists and their amazing practice. After we get through this, and you'll have teeth gnashing, you may be able to visit them. Dr. Laser, Dr. Doroshenko, they've been making my smile great again for years, and they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is cosmetic and advanced dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that's snaggletooth or discolored teeth or loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done. Have cosmetic and advanced dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry 410-356-7799 and make your smile great again.
Up next, your calls and comments on Election Day, plus some early election lawsuit wins for the GOP at 7:30. News headlines, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. City Police investigating a Monday evening shooting in southeast Baltimore. Officers responding to the hospital around 6:30 p.m. after a man turned up with a gunshot wound. The 31-year-old victim told investigators he was shot after an argument and physical altercation with the suspect in the 100 block of South Conkling. Police are looking for that suspect. Voters in Maryland and across the nation are casting their ballots today in the 2024 general election. Polling places in Maryland have opened at 7 o'clock this morning, and they will close tonight at 8 p.m. Maryland U.S. Senate candidates Angela Alsobrooks and Larry Hogan both making campaign stops yesterday. Alsobrooks hosted an Election Day or Election Eve rally, Riverdale Park, that is, featuring Wes Moore, Ben Cardin, Chris Van Hollen, Eric Holder, and Congressman Jimmy Raskin and Steny Hoyer. Alsobrooks says Maryland is ready to win, and so am I. Meanwhile, Larry Hogan met with members of a veterans group at a crab house near Annapolis and then wrapped up the evening in Parkville with the Fraternal Order of Police on Hartford Road. And a Harford County judge has now denied bail for the 16-year-old Havana Grace High School student charged with killing a 14-year-old classmate in Aberdeen. The county's state's attorney's office says Kevin Cortez Kinsey Jr. is charged as an adult with first and second degree murder, first degree assault, reckless endangerment, and firearm offenses. Jaden Winchester shot in the head the 200 block of Center Dean Avenue after a Halloween party Saturday night. Kinsey and Winchester, both members of the Havana Grace Warriors football team. Just coming up on 7:32, next, traffic and weather on the threes.
It is now time to pre-plan and schedule your holiday parties and events. Hi, this is Italo, your host of Libertores in Bel Air. There is no place better than Libertores to hold your holiday parties or event. Call me and we can help you plan your holiday parties or business event with customized menus to meet your needs. Hold your party in Libertores' spacious party room, where Libertores can bring the food and drink to any location of your choice. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike or for more info, Google Liberatore's Restaurant in Bel Air.
Stop. Stop. Do not wait. Do not wait until it's too late. Crestlock.com specializes in transponder keys and remotes for most cars. Do not wait until you lose your last key or remote before you get a duplicate. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. That's 410-256-7800. And ask for Ashley. Or stop into our state-of-the-art showroom at 10015 Plasky Highway and get your transponder key or spare remote today at Crestlock.com.
Lot of numbers from last night. You picked 3903. You picked 4958. And now it's 733. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at a backup on 50 eastbound headed towards Sandy Point. There was a report of a broken down vehicle there in the left-hand lane. The backup right now is at Whitehall Road. So that's a pretty good size backup that occurred just in the last 10, 15 minutes that we were checking in the area. We didn't see any problems westbound at all, but we became aware of this delay on the eastbound side. So we're trying to confirm that the vehicle was there in the left-hand lane. And also, as you come around that curve at St. Margaret's, you go right into the bright sunshine right at that point. So that's kind of adding to that delay as you're heading eastbound. I can tell you this, the traffic that does get onto the bridge is moving okay after Sandy Point over towards the area at Kent Island and over towards Route 8. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures quite warm for early November, 10 to almost 20 degrees above the norm. Partly cloudy today, 75. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower, 80 the high. Slight chance of a shower Thursday, 70 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Speth from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens-Bengals on Thursday night promises to be a great one, although it would be hard to live up to the game 5 weeks ago. If you remember that one, you probably remember this.
Likely in motion, he bottles it, scoops it in, vacuums it home. Here comes Hubbard, oh, he threw him away like a rag doll. And he throws in the end zone, caught for a touchdown! Caught for a touchdown by Likely! Absolutely amazing! How in the world did he keep it together and then find the open receiver?
He, of course, being Lamar. Great call by Kevin Harlan of CBS. Just another day at the office for Lamar as the Ravens eked out that one in overtime. For Thursday night, though, the return of Keaton Mitchell to the Ravens backfield is a possibility. Coach Harbaugh on that.
With Keaton, it's going to be more about him being ready. We'll make the roster spot work for Keaton. And when he's ready to go and compete and protect himself and all those different things, I promise you he'll definitely be out there.
So is there any chance of this?
There's a chance. There's always a chance. So you're saying there's a chance.
Lamar was a full go yesterday at practice. Isaiah Likely missed practice. For Cincinnati, running back Zach Moss is out. Offensive lineman Orlando Brown, former Raven, missed yesterday with a bruise to his fibula. To baseball we go. Free agency begins tonight, 5 p.m. Rumor has it that the Mets will go in all in on Corbin Burns. Burns making a qualifying offer to both Burns and slugger Anthony Santander. $21 million each. No chance they will accept. Burns is the number two free agent available, Santander number six. On that note, the Baltimore Banner's John Mioli has an interesting piece on the value of Anthony Santander. A lot of fans want him and his 44 home runs back. But Mioli writes that if you have to dig a little deeper in his numbers, Santander's OPS, in other words, his on-base percentage and slugging percentage combined, is .814. Only three players in the last decade have had a lower OPS while hitting at least 40 home runs. If the Orioles are truly moving away from being so reliant on the long ball, those factors will come into play when and if the front office considers offering him a real extension, which apparently they are not. The Derek Queen era opened in College Park last night with a bang.
Winston gives it inside. This is Cinder working on Queen. Queen with the redemption!
on both ends of the floor for Derek Queen last night. That call on Big Ten Plus. Queen, 22 points, 20 rebounds in his debut. First ever Maryland freshman to do that. Queen at a St. Francis High School in East Baltimore. Terps big over Manhattan, 79-49. Elsewhere, UMBC beats Penn State York, 95-66. Towson falls to St. Mary's. Coppin State falls to Wake Forest. Morgan State beats Frostburg, 89-76. Loyola falls to Columbia, and Navy bows to St. Joe. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Ravens fans breaking the law.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
So, guys, how do you watch the Ravens game, Sean?
Well, I stream. I have a YouTube TV.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you get it on YouTube TV.
I pay
right?
for it. I get on YouTube TV.
Right. Bruce, yeah. What about yourself?
Well, if it's broadcast, I'll watch all the broadcast channels. Otherwise, I'll end up watching it on Prime, I suppose.
Okay. Yeah. And the same here. Well, apparently, we're just in the majority. Because Baltimore Ravens fans are the fourth largest group that uses illegal streaming services for NFL games, with nearly half, 47%, admitting to using pirated streams, according to Oddspedia research. Here's more findings. 36% of NFL fans, of all NFL fans, regularly use illegal streaming to watch their favorite team play on Sunday afternoon.
Now, how does that work? I'm confused. Do you get do they get the same play-by-play? Do they get the same commentary?
Yeah.
So what happens is they hijack, if somebody just pays for a stream.
Right,
okay?
Right.
They hijack that stream and then they redistribute it elsewhere on an illegal URL address or something.
So, well, how do you know so much about it, Jim?
Yeah, guys, curious,
I did
research on this. Interesting thing.
Because yeah. I was trying to find a way to get the Redskins games.
And I had to end up paying for
Sunday ticket, which is very expensive. I was reading this forum, and on Reddit, they have all this stuff about, you'd be surprised how many illegal streams are out there.
I'm sending this air check to the NFL, Sean, by the way.
I'm legal. I'm 100% legal.
You sent me this story, okay? This story actually shocked me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'm a rule follower, I guess. Who knows? But, wow.
All right.
Interesting story.
Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
Appreciate that. All right, let's get some calls here this morning. John's in Bel Air. Good morning, John.
Morning, John.
Hello, John.
Yeah, okay. John could not hang with us. Andy is in Joppa. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning, gang. I just wanted to call in on a previous caller where he was saying his IDs were being scanned at the voting place. When I went to vote this morning, it was the first time in probably 10 years that I was actually asked for my birthday and my address. Normally just asked for my name, so I was pleased that they're at least checking down that far as well in the Joppa area.
Yeah, that's what I encountered as well when I early voted. It's basically address, birth date, and then name, birth date, and then address to confirm, and then they'll give you your ticket. But I was not asked to show anything. But our other caller said he was. So
I'm voting after the show today, so I'll let you know.
All right, Andy, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Kurt is in Edgewater.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning. First, did y'all leave Chuck off the football poll? Because if you lost to him, it'd be like losing to the JV team.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. That's why.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that if Commie Lyle or Harris gets elected, Donald Trump will be locked up. And then they'll be coming after us.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. They will, he's going to appeal all of that, but it's pending all appeals. So the only really choice is to keep him out of jail because this administration is vindictive. She put out a tweet again on X, calling him Hitler. After she said she was going to be a unifying force, she was going to be a unifying president of all people, she once again repeated the Hitler nonsense on X yesterday.
It's a great piece by Dennis Prager in today's townhall.com, and I'll get this posted on Bruce's brain. And he says, the calling Trump Hitler has done permanent damage to the moral realm. It fuzzies up how truly horrible Hitler was. It's like calling somebody Pol Pot. Yeah. This man was a mass murderer on a scale that's unimaginable. unimaginable. And to say that your political opponent is Hitler, and then that becomes a basically, well, then Hitler was no, he's only as bad as Donald Trump. Well, that's not all that bad.
He's absolutely right about that. You know, no question. Tom's in Severna Park.
Morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Fine, good. Sir.
I just two things. I just voted, and JFK was still on my ballot as a choice.
RFK.
RFK.
Right.
And the other thing is, when you were checking in, they had a green marker and an orange marker. I'm a Republican, and they colored mine green. And I asked why the different markers. I got three different answers from them.
So did they mark your ballot?
Well, they marked the little sheet.
Oh, you're checking.
Oh.
And I just, you know, one guy just said, oh, there's just two different colors. And I would just, if you'd ever heard that and why they were marking my second sheet.
Be interesting to see what the answer is to that, but they're not supposed to put any mark on any ballot whatsoever.
No. But it could just be they're checking. It could be they're just checking your registration. If you're registered as a Republican, maybe they're marking to confirm your registration is what you say it is.
It doesn't matter. It's a general election.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what your party is.
Two different colors, and one just said if you were voting out of your district, or you know, maybe I went to a different polling spot.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Like I said, the other two. You know, I got three different answers from three different people.
Fair enough.
We'll see. Thanks again, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call there. 743 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up in about a minute. Of course, it is a Choose Your Fake News. Amanda, when he heard color, actually thought they said cruller, and his ears just perked right up. Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the threes.
I always stay between the lines.
Yeah. What cruller is that?
Best I can. Stay between the lines. You know, we have trouble like I have sometimes.
We're signaling your lane change.
Yeah, that's right. We're brought to you as a service. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. That broken down vehicle coming into Sandy Point on 50 eastbound is cleared now. So all the lanes are open. The backup, which was at Whitehall Road, has also cleared out. So good news through there. The rest of Annapolis looks good. We're looking at the heavy traffic. Not as bad as it normally is on I-97 southbound, right after the ramp at Route 32, and then the busy interchange here at I-97 and 50, all the lanes are open. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, antifreeze, and more. You'll get it all done right there by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather chances is partly cloudy today, 75 for the high right now, 59 and sunny in Stevensville, 54 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got 5 Maryland Lottery scratch-off tickets, 5 times the cash. Top prize, $1,000. MDLottery.com for details. Jimmy is at the Battleground State of Northeast Pennsylvania. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Yeah, you all set in Pennsylvania, all eyes on PA.
Yep, I didn't vote yet. I have to go.
Okay, get out there, vote, and drag 10 people you know with you. Yeah. All right, Jimmy, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
May I go last, please?
All right, good luck to you. Here are your stories. Story one. Following the public outcry from the state's Department of Environmental Conservation raiding a local man's home and euthanizing his pet squirrel, who had hundreds of thousands of social media followers, New York authorities announced that Peanut the Squirrel was euthanized due to the fact the rodent had tested positive, not for rabies, but for COVID. Story two, a law student is facing expulsion for aggressive pointing. The 28-year-old law student at Pace University first walked into college auditorium last month. He was supposed to see a packed house for Saving Women's Sports panel. He was co-moderating. Instead, he began to point at some of his accusers. One transgender student complained that he was being aggressively pointed at. And now this man is facing expulsion. And story two, here in Maryland, a loaded firearm was found at an indoor playground in Owings Mills. The loaded gun was found in the ball pit of a children's play center in Owings Mills. Baltimore County Police said no injuries in the discovery of that loaded gun in a ball pit at a children's play center. Right. Story one, Peanut the squirrel was put down, say New York authorities, due to testing positive for COVID. Story two, law student faces expulsion for aggressive pointing at a transgender student. And story three, loaded firearm found in a ball pit at a children's play center in Owings Mills. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
Well, I'm considering the ball pit, but I'm not so sure yet.
You'd have a good time. Try it.
I've been on the pool pit.
He never left.
He never left it.
Work with us.
You're such an idiot. You know that sometimes, you
are. Honestly, he converted the hot tub into a ball pit.
I can't make up my mind here. I'm going to go.
That's a surprise.
Two.
All right. Chuck Whitaker goes for two. Kristen?
Sorry, it took so long.
No. Well, that was the only one I think is probable, and I'm between one and three. I would like number three to be fake, but it probably isn't here in Maryland, so I'll say one. I don't think that squirrel detail is correct.
All right. Kristen votes for story one. Bruce?
Peanut the squirrel's COVID. Aggressive pointing. That's probably even worse than the passive-aggressive eyebrow raising that he was initially charged with. I'm going to say that number three is fake news.
All right. Bruce goes for story number three. And Jimmy in Pennsylvania.
I'm going to pick number one.
Jimmy goes with Kristen's story number one. Story number one, New York authorities announcing Peanut the squirrel was euthanized because the squirrel tested positive for COVID. Is our fake news story of
the
day.
Way to go.
Way to go, Jimmy. Congratulations. You and Kristen nailed that one. And we'll put you on hold to tell you how to get your prize. Marshall is in Rockville. Good morning, Marshall.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about voting. My wife attempted to present her ID, and they refused to see it. Okay, and secondly, you were talking about football. I just watched the Redskins over the air. Okay, I have an antenna, and I watch them on Channel 5, Channel 9, whichever channel they're on that week.
Right, because you can get them locally in Rockville.
Yeah, so I'll see you.
In Baltimore, I can't. So I've got
the Ravens games, too. I get the Ravens games also over the air.
Yeah. So it's but don't you now have to have a digital converter to watch them over the air?
Actually, no, I don't have that digital converter. What happened is I went to Micro Center and I bought these $50 antennas, digital antennas. Then I got a $70 antenna, and this is back in the day. Okay, I wish I'd missed them. Radio Shack was around, and I went and got a $4.99 antenna, and it works the same.
Right. So you still had to pay a copious amounts of money in order to watch the Burgundy and Gold.
Of course, that doesn't apply if the team if the game is not a sellout. If the game is sold out, then it's blacked out locally.
Right,
and that's I think what a lot of people are looking at on the illegal stream for it.
Well, Redskins are never sold out locally anymore.
They're attracting some big crowds now. That's for sure. Marshall, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Thanks for sharing your experience with us. All right, more coming up in just a second, including we're going to take a look at. Pennsylvania, the actual battleground state right now is all eyes on PA. 750, the best of the morning drive, available each and every day. WCBM.com, which is brand new, by the way. The website has been revised. You can go and vote at the website today on who you're voting for today. The app is, we've had some issues with the app, and we're working on those. It should be fixed by tomorrow. So I know the folks are getting confused between the two, but the website is A-OK, brand new, and the app is still working. It's in Spanish. So you might want to brush up on your Spanish lingo. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for, and they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express
teeth in a day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
It's the most important election since the Civil War. Join WCBM for our special decision 2024 election night coverage, led by nationally syndicated host Todd Starnes. Local election results from the WCBM News Department. Get all the latest up-to-the-minute results as the polls close in battleground states throughout the night. Decision 2024, Tuesday, November 5th, from 6 p.m. to midnight. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, and WCBM.com.
Todd Starnes anchoring what we're doing during Election Eve. Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up the next hour. Wes Moore. Exactly. Where is his excess campaign money going? Well, it may be good news for Parrott. It may be good news for Kim Klasick. We'll see. Trump now being accused by Liz Cheney directly of threatening her. I'll have that for you as well. And we'll close out the show with one of the best campaign ads that I think that I've ever seen and heard.
Yeah, it was the first time we saw it this morning.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it is.
It's stunningly good.
It's a Trump closing ad. The visual is very powerful. We just have the audio for you this morning, but hopefully it'll whet your appetite to go see it. And it really is motivating. So we'll share it. We'll close out the show with it. And we'll hear more from Tricia Lindsay coming up shortly.
By the way, if you stare at your radio very closely, you will see that Chuck Whitaker, during that, will reenact all the visuals you could not see on your TV. So that's good to know.
And you can also visualize what Chuck ate at Buffet City to gear up for Election Day today.
Yeah, if you missed the first time around, it's great. It's a rerun, huh, Chuck?
Yeah.
7:53.
Yeah. I'm going to unscrew my navel, drop my pants, and an organ stone to start to play.
Okay.
Remember that, Mr. Casey?
Yes, I do, sadly.
Okay.
That stopped a lot of people. Yeah, some people may have hit the guardrail at that point.
New accidents report, Chuck.
Yes, the northbound BW Parkway just suddenly stopped. Northbound at 198. There's a wreck there. It's backed up as you're coming up from Powder Mill Road. We talked earlier about this fog on the eastern shore. There's a report now of a wreck in Denton. Heads up on 404 near Route 313. I just looked at the camera there, and it's still really foggy. And this wreck now on 404 has a problem both east and west. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly cloudy today, 75, tonight 57, maybe some rain coming in over the next couple of days. Sunny, 55 in Dundalk and 55 in Arnold. One of our listeners just texted into the show and said, let me see if I get the right listener here, that the color markings, this is Larry, he says, orange folder or marking on your slip means you need assistance with voting.
Ah.
They put mine in an orange folder, my mistake, when I early voted until I questioned why they were taking me to a separate area to vote. So if you indicated you need assistance voting, you're going to get some kind of color marking on your slip to help you with that. So that's that may explain some of that.
There you go. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, Pennsylvania, the state immediately to our north, and where a lot of you guys are listeners as well. Which way is it going to go? Kind of important in this election, because if it goes for Trump, that's going to be one major piece of the puzzle that can be filled in. Congresswoman Kristi Houlihan, a Democrat in Pennsylvania, says, oh, no, it's all Kamala.
So the energy is off the charts here in Pennsylvania, in the suburban parts of Pennsylvania and the rural parts. The enthusiasm for Kamala is off the chain.
Absolutely off the chain. Now, that's not what the Real Clear Politics average show. That's not what Atlas shows.
Well, let's look at the early voting numbers.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Early voting numbers for Democrats in Pennsylvania are down 700,000 from 2020.
Gee, that's enthusiasm for you, right?
Republican
there.
Ballots are basically the same. So was 2020 a mirage? Or were they manufacturing ballots in Pennsylvania?
Oh, you were such
remember
a
remember the ballots that came down on the truck from New York, which Tony Schaefer and Bill Barr shut down that investigation? The DOJ said, don't interfere in this investigation, and we never found out where those ballots were. They, who paid for them, where they originated from. We now know those were the ballots that they manufactured those ballots. That's the reason why we're not seeing them this election cycle.
Yeah, precisely. John Fetterman, the junior senator from Pennsylvania, says, well, no, there's not all this stuff going on for the Democrats there. It's going to be a very, very close day.
There's nothing new here. You know, I've said the same thing in 2016. I've said that it's going to be really close. I mean, there's an issue there. And I said that it's going to be very close in 2020. And, of course, it was. And I've been saying this, whether it was Biden or then became Harris, I said it's going to be very close. And Trump definitely has a connection with voters here in Pennsylvania, and that's why it's going to be close.
He has a connection, which means there are a lot of Pennsylvanians who are giving Donald Trump a serious look, who are still, if they're still undecided. Kristen Solis Anderson is a pretty good pollster, and she has a way of characterizing what's going on, not just in Pennsylvania, but across the country.
This election could be a reboot. That's sort of what the New York Times Siena polls are showing, that Harris has rebooted the Obama coalition. She's getting younger voters. She's getting voters of color to turn out for her in big numbers. But this also could be a realignment, and that's what the Trump team is hoping for, that they're actually doing better with younger voters, better with voters of color than expected. And so even if they're losing seniors by a little bit, especially senior women, they're making up that ground in other places. We don't yet know if this is a reboot or a realignment.
Yeah, we'll see by the end of the day. If not today, then certainly within 3 or 4 months. She says, with a little bit of irony intended there.
And by the way, the mail-in ballots, a group called Muckraker, they have discovered mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania have gone to uninhabited locations, and they include power plants, baseball fields, and other areas where nobody lives. There are no residents there. Nobody lives there. And mail-in ballots have been sent to these facilities. So stay tuned for that more. They're investigating, who got these ballots, where'd they come from. And we've talked to Jay Valentine before about this mail-in ballot problem. And again, if they don't clean that up, we're going to have problems.
Yeah, near Three River Stadium, there are people living in the dugouts, apparently.
They've had mail-in ballots have gone to park benches.
Yeah.
Oh, well. And the vacant fields and baseball fields now, we just heard.
Okay. The question is, will they still vote?
Right.
Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, they have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional expert service from both companies. Free area towing, and there's great financing available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions, 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
All right, coming up next, Governor Moore weighs in on Hogan's split ticket strategy, as well as where is his money going. They're going to try to defeat Neil Parrott. And we'll hear from Tricia Lindsey again regarding what we must do to fight back against a tyrannical government.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Decision 2024 is here. It's election day. White House correspondent Greg Clugston back at home base in Washington following his tour of the Blue Wall states.
Tens of millions of Americans voted early, and many more are casting ballots today. But no one knows how long it'll take to tabulate all the ballots. Different states have different procedures. In 2020, Donald Trump declared victory before the winner was officially determined. And campaign senior advisor Jason Miller would not rule out the possibility that Trump might do it again. A candidate must win at least 270 Electoral College votes to be elected president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Delivering his closing arguments to voters in Pittsburgh, former President Trump promising to turn around what he describes as the weakness, incompetence, decline, and decay of the Biden-Harris administration.
My message to Americans tonight is simple. We do not have to live this way. We don't. We don't. And we won't. We won't.
Mr. Trump taking issue with a common belief among pollsters that it's a very close race. Kamala Harris says she's optimistic about her prospects.
Momentum is on our side.
Harris sounding upbeat during a rally in Philadelphia. Boeing workers have approved a new four-year contract with 59% voting yes. And although she voted no, this Boeing mechanic says now that the pact has been accepted.
I think that it's time for the strike to be over and we got to get back to building airplanes.
Something Boeing has not been able to do during the seven-week strike that has cost the aerospace giant billions of dollars. The new contract provides workers with a 38% pay raise over a span of 4 years. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory. Dow futures up 38 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 63. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So understand the impact this election may have on their retirement savings. In less than 30 days, our entire economy could face a monumental shift that could destroy a huge amount of value many Americans have stored in their 401ks or IRAs. In times like these, the most trusted store of wealth in human history stands out, physical gold and silver. Many Americans have looked to True Gold Republic for help. They specialize in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other retirement accounts convert their stocks and bonds into physical gold and silver to protect their hard-earned savings. True Gold is offering listeners a free copy of their Election Gold Protection Kit today. To claim yours, call 800-300-GOLD. This information is free and might very well save your comfortable retirement. By acting before the election, you can still make a tax and penalty-free conversion with the help of True Gold's award-winning team. Call 800-300-GOLD. That's 800-300-GOLD. True Gold Republic is not a financial advisor. Consult with your tax advisor before investing. Call 800-300-GOLD.
Bible.
8:03 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. We depend on this man every 10 minutes on the threes for traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway Inner Loop as you're coming up between Route 40 West and the bridge at I-70. I haven't seen which lane yet, but there is an impact now. It goes back to at least Frederick Road and may start to back up down the hill towards the Wilkins Avenue ramp. Not quite there yet, so if you're coming up from 95, you get to Wilkins Avenue before you get to Frederick Road. It's going to be backed up there, and then from that point, going up towards the bridge at I-70. The wreck was on the BW Parkway northbound at 198. That will impact the traffic coming up from Powder Mill Road. We talked about this wreck on the eastern shore with the heavy fog. Route 404 is affected at Route 313. Most of the lanes are blocked as the cleanup gets underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures quite warm for early November, 10 to almost 20 degrees above the norm. Partly cloudy today, 75. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower, 80 the high. Slight chance of a shower Thursday, 70 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, temperatures are moderate to cool. Not all that horrible outside, all things considered. You have around 52 degrees going to be right now in Pikesville. And downtown Baltimore right now, it is beginning to warm up. 59 downtown. 8:04 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Call Dr. Laser today, 410-356-7799, or send a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. Hartford County judge has denied bail for the 16-year-old Heather Grace High School student charged with killing a 14-year-old classmate in Aberdeen. The county's state's attorney's office says Kevin Cortez Kinsey Jr. is now being charged as an adult with first and second-degree murder, first-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and firearms offenses. Jaden Winchester was shot in the head in the 200 block of the Center Dean Avenue after a Halloween party. Kinsey and Winchester, by the way, both members of the Heather Grace Warriors football team. Man injured, suspect in custody following a Monday afternoon shooting in Hartford County. Sheriff's office says the victim was shot in the 3500 block of Woodsdale Avenue. He was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Deputies say the suspect and the victim know each other. The investigation is ongoing. And city police are investigating a Monday evening shooting in southeast Baltimore. Officers responding to a hospital about 6:30 p.m. after a man showed up with a gunshot wound. The 31-year-old victim told investigators he was shot after an argument and a physical altercation with the suspect. And that was in the 100 block of South Conkling Street. Police are looking for that suspect. It's 8:06. Coming up next, Stein on Sports.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it'll be a marquee matchup on Thursday night. Ravens and Bengals, Burrow and Lamar. Burrow with 392 yards and 5 touchdowns in last month's overtime loss to Baltimore. Here's Ravens defensive back Marlon Humphrey on facing the former Heisman winner.
You know, most quarterbacks, when they see a guy kind of covered, they usually don't throw it. But Joe, he's like, even if this guy's covered, I think my guy can make a play. And, you know, those guys make a ton of plays. I think last game, there's a lot of contested catches, and it seemed like they came down with, you know, a lot of those. So,
quite a compliment for the Bengals passing game. 8:20 is game time on Thursday night. NFL yesterday, Bruce Allen out as Saints head coach. Dak Prescott out indefinitely with a hamstring. And the Chiefs outlasted the Bucks last night in overtime 30-24. Here's something interesting. ESPN's power rankings are out. Top five in order. Chiefs, Lions, Bills, Ravens, and wait for it, Sean, the Commanders. And here's something even more interesting. Listen to this Sports Illustrated poll. Lions number one, Ravens number two, Chiefs three, Bills and Commanders. O's tender qualifying offers to Corbin Burns and Anthony Santander. Neither will accept. Burns extending the contracts of Ryan O'Hearn, Siono Perez, and Sir Anthony Dominguez, not extending Danny Colom. Terps open with a 79-49 win over Manhattan last night. Freshman Derek Queen out of St. Francis makes Terps history. 22 points, 20 rebounds. First Terp freshman to go 20-20 in history. Coming up at 8:35, he ain't heavy. He's my brother. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The 2024 election will be the most pivotal in history. Hear the latest election news and developments so you can make an informed choice. Keep it here all day and all night on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You can join the conversation. Tell us how the turnout is in your area. Did you vote this morning? Are you voting later today? Any issues? Any problems? I've just been sent an article. Apparently, Maryland voters are claiming ballot marking devices are changing their ballots. And the state board has issued a statement. And the statement is, it is the voter's responsibility to review and verify the choices before submitting their ballot. Voters across Maryland, this is a Channel 9 out of D.C., have alleged the ballot marking devices are changing their votes. And one voter in Prince George's County said if she hadn't double-checked her ballot, she wouldn't have noticed the switch. Interesting. So, again, yeah, that's why I go paper. I don't do the machines. I do in person on paper. That way you know what you're marking. And if you make a mistake on paper, you go to the election official and you say, I've made a mistake. I need another ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll give you another ballot. But the machines, you got to double check when you get to that last page after you voted. Go by and review every single vote on when if you're voting by machine. So that's why I don't do that. Trisha Lindsay, she is an unapologetic Christian, African American, constitutionalist, educator, and attorney. She is running for the New York State Senate in District 37. We played some cuts from her earlier this morning. And it got a lot of favorable reactions, so I thought I needed to fire some people up here on Election Day. And she's, again, remember, these were statements she made during the lockdowns 2 years ago. But she is absolutely right on it. Once again, here's Trisha Lindsay.
We have to fight every authority in this country, in this world. Our laws were written and authority is delegated by God Almighty. When the laws of this country violate and go against and contradict the laws of God, then that government has become tyrannical.
Yep.
They have to be overthrown.
Yes.
We have to revolt.
Yes.
We have to resist.
Yes.
And do anything we can to protect our freedom.
That's something the founding fathers would have said and did say on a regular basis. Governor Wes Moore was on with MSDNC yesterday, the other day, with Michael Steele, and he was crowing about the Post-it note campaign that Kamala and the Democrats are running.
We saw people who are behind the whole Post-its movement that's taking place, who are leaving Post-its in women's bathrooms all over the country saying, your husband will never know who you voted for, and who are continuing to remind people that this is a very important process that we're all going through, and it's something that people have to really come to concession in their own mind about, does this person match my values or not? And the thing we're also seeing is, and I want to give a shout out to my constituent and our co-host Michael Steele, is we're seeing Republicans all over the country who are coming out and saying that, you know, this is not about political party, this is about principles. And you're watching Republicans who are coming out and saying, we're not going to just sit on the sidelines, and we also are saying you cannot disagree vehemently with Donald Trump but you're not going to do anything to help to make sure that he's not the next president of the United States. So Republicans are coming out and campaigning and endorsing and supporting Kamala Harris in this moment. And so I think you're watching a unification of this country where people understand what's at stake. They understand what it's going to require for all of us to be able to move forward. And you're watching people who are willing to put in the work. And that's what actually determines elections.
Zip it.
Okay. The smiling turtle speaketh. Republicans like Warhawk, Liz, and Dick Cheney. That's who.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
It's 8:13. Sorry, that's like a Saturday Night Live bit when they were funny. 8:13.
Who was that? The Smiling Turtle, Governor Moore.
Traffic and weather on the 3s.
It was giving me a headache.
Yes. Once again,
I got a thrombosis right in the middle of my forehead.
Yes. I'm so sorry to hear that, Chuck. Traffic and weather on the 3s.
Not
Chuck.
Your fault. It's all right.
Okay.
The wreck that was there on the inner loop near I-70, Jim went by there just now, and he said, no, it's nothing there now, so it's starting to settle down coming up from Edmondson Avenue and Frederick Road, so that's a little better. And also, the wreck has cleared from the VW Parkway northbound at 198. The big wreck now, we've had fog all morning long on the eastern shore, so at Denton, still a lot of activity. Route 404 at Route 313, that investigation is underway. We are in perfect shape right now with the lanes clear at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s with a headache on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Weather Channel says partly cloudy today, 75, overnight 57, then some rain might be moving into the area tomorrow through Thursday. Right now, partly cloudy 56, Owings Mills, and it is 56 in Bel Air. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
A15 Election Day on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, folks, got to find out exactly which lefty has lost it. Let's head to the circus, if we could, to find out who is currently in the passenger seat of the Democrat clown car and of the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps. I'm sorry. Again, I thought this was a bit of a put-on, but it is not. Here is Whoopi Goldberg on The View, talking sincerely and genuinely directly to Liz Cheney with nothing but admiration for Liz's moral clarity.
Your moral core is magnificent.
Wow.
I know you probably don't want it, you don't want to think about it, but I just feel like I would feel a lot better with you leading the FBI, the CIA, the NBC, everybody, the NBC. That's just, I'm just saying, should it be floated? Please think about it.
So there you go.
Does she mean NSC?
No, she mean NBC. She also wants her in charge of the ABC, the CBS, and the BBC.
Maybe more than just her moral core.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. Look, I heard that, and I'm thinking, yeah, her moral core, like all the clear-eyed morality she displayed while on the J6 committee.
Well,
yeah, I mean, this is a woman who's nothing but moral core, I guess.
Hey, guess what? The voters of Wyoming looked at Liz's moral core.
Yeah.
They vomited and then chose Harriet Hageman.
Right now, if you wouldn't mind, get back in the clown car and get out of here.
By the way, I just got a post on X from Michael Whatley, the RNC chairman, co-chair. Early this morning, we learned that Republican poll watchers in Philadelphia, York, Westmoreland, Allegheny, Lehigh, Cambria, Wyoming, and Lackawanna counties were being turned away. We've deployed our roving attorneys, engaged with local officials. So, again, Democrats are up to their dirty, stinking tricks in Pennsylvania. And I hope they take names, because this is election interference. And that's a violation. The DOJ was supposed to send all these monitors out, remember?
Mm-hmm.
They were sending monitors all over the country. I wonder how many went to Pennsylvania. I'll look it up and find out if those counties have DOJ monitors or not. Steve is in Reisterstown.
Morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, so why, when you go to vote, with everything usually going back to a judge, why aren't judges listed for their political parties on the ballots?
They're not supposed to have political affiliation.
Well, in theory.
All right, in theory.
Right. Well, nobody follows their oath. Nobody follows, you know, anything anymore. But they got to change that. They got to be listed because they wind up shopping judges on a local, you know, election fraud or whatever, and it goes to a liberal judge. They can pick a judge. They should be listed politically.
Well, you got to do your little homework, which I did, and you see who appointed them. I wrote my
name in four times.
Good luck. You know,
I wish I would have known that, Steve. I would have voted for you.
You have four votes to start, man. That's not bad at all.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. That's just amazing. Let's go next to Claude Narbutus.
Morning, Claude.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. Doing fine. Thanks, Claude.
It's hard to find Kim Klasich on the ballot.
What congressional district are you in?
I'm in 21222 Dundalk.
Right. So is that the third? Because I know she's running in the second district. Because remember, the districts were redrawn. That might be the third congressional district. That's why she would. What name was on the ballot that you saw?
I couldn't find any.
Was it Sarah Elfrith and Rob Steinberger?
I really didn't pay attention to it. I'm going back down there now, but
yeah, it's right. You're probably in the I would think the third district. That's why Kim may not have been on your ballot.
Is that listed actually on your voter ID card?
But she's in Water's Edge, right?
You know what?
Well, good, right?
I think it is listed on your voter card.
Yeah, it may be on your voter card as to which congressional district you're in, Claude.
Well, see, I moved to my office is in Dundalk,
mm-hmm.
at 21222, but I moved to a Dundalk address.
Yeah, I know in Baltimore County, take out your voter card at the very top. It gives you what legislative and congressional district you are in. So, for instance, mine says I'm in the legislative 10th and 2nd congressional district. So that'll tell you what. If you're not in the 2nd congressional district, then you wouldn't see Kim on your ballot.
No.
Got around, but listen, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Yeah,
you got to check your card there. Joining us now, Law Office's Michael A. Freeman is the lead counselor, Michael himself. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, good morning. The network's just declared we're winners.
That's good.
All right. So everybody's aware.
We can rest easy then.
I can rest easy. Listen, we talked a couple weeks ago about collision coverage. And I know there's a thing out there about I don't want to report to my insurance company. I'm afraid my rate's going to go up. Your rate's not going to go up unless the insurance company pays a claim or pays you. So here are the quick scenarios. If you're driving and you hit a pole or you run over a curb and there's nobody else involved except your car and you damage your car and you have collision coverage, you have a choice to make. Either you get the estimate and pay it out of pocket or you let your insurance company pay for it and you probably pay the deductible and your rate's probably going to go up. So that's your choice. Second scenario is you fell asleep, you hit somebody in the rear and you caused some damage and some injuries. Well, your insurance company is going to pay a claim anyway. They're going to pay the other car. They're going to pay the other passengers for their injuries. So you might as well use your collision insurance, get your car repaired, and get all the stuff that comes along with collision coverage. The third instance is you're not at fault. You're struck in the rear. Absolutely call your insurance company or collision carrier immediately. They'll take care of towing, storage, getting you a car rental, getting out, taking a look at the car, and you don't have to wait around for the other side to accept liability because you know eventually it's going to happen. That's not going to cost you anything. The most difficult situation is when we're not sure who's at fault for the accident, and it's going to take some investigation, it's going to take witness statements, it's going to take looking at videos. At that point, you call us, is what you do, 410-363-6848, because if you're injured, we can take over doing the investigation to determine whether or not you're at fault. If it's just a property damage, then your insurance company, your collision carrier, will investigate for you because they don't want to pay you and not get their money back. So I will submit to you that these can be difficult calls on your behalf. But you need to have the option of having collision coverage. It's not that important. I don't care if your car is brand new or as, you know, like an oldie but goodie. So there you go. Any problems, give us a call. Law Office of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848. Check us out on the web. Love you guys. Have a terrific day. Go out and vote, and we'll see what happens.
All right, Michael. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. By then, hopefully we'll know. Appreciate the call. That's Michael Friedman. MAFlaw.com is the website.
823 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Beg your pardon?
Turn your mic on.
Mic's on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. He's got one of those voice activated mics.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
See, if I'm not saying anything, mic it turns off automatically.
Good. Ratings just went up.
Traffic and weather on the three. Well,
you know,
played.
I'm only kidding.
Well,
you know,
played.
I'm only kidding.
Well played. Well played. Chuck, good morning.
I sneak in when I can. You know, you'll get me later. I know that. The interloop is still slow. There was a report of a wreck that apparently was unfounded, but there was a construction vehicle sitting in the same area on the interloop before I-70. I can tell you this, when you get to I-70, whatever that was, is out of the way, and then you're good to go. But right there at Route 40, up to just before the ramp at I-70 at the bridge at Crosby Road, there's something going on there that they're looking at, and we're still backed up right at exit 15. Rest of the Beltway looks fine. Both the tunnels in good shape. They did reopen Route 404 on the eastern shore down around Route 313. Still some fog there, but they reopened the roadway. It was a bad wreck earlier. The new wreck now, just over the Prince George's County line, Route 450 is affected to the west of Route 3. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the chalice is partly cloudy, 75 today, 57 for the low tonight. Right now, 57 in the city and mostly sunny, 58 in Annapolis at 824. Governor Moore on with MSDNC, Michael Steele and gang. And this has been the approach of the left that's like, you know, ladies, you can tell your husband you voted for Trump, but you go in that booth and you privately vote for Kamala.
We have a political party encouraging spouses to lie to each other?
Exactly. But it's not a lie. Governor Moore, the smiling turtle, says it's an uncomfortable conversation.
I think it is important for women to have uncomfortable conversations at times with the men in their life. But also, I think it's important for men to have these conversations with men as well. I think it's important for men to be able to say, if you really are going to be, you know, as it says in Ephesians, that you you are the spiritual head of household. That if you are really going to be a person who's going to protect everyone in your family, then that means understanding the voices of everyone in your family. That means understanding and protecting everyone in your family. And so when you have someone who's proposing legislation that's doing things like restricting health care to members of your family, when you have someone who's proposing legislation that's saying things like, we will criminalize a woman in your family who's trying to get the health care that she needs, in some cases life-saving health care that she needs, your job is to protect your family by any means necessary.
Really?
Yeah. No, nobody is criminalizing anything about women if they're going for abortions. Nobody's criminalizing the woman. Nowhere. In any state, in any legislation I've ever seen. So he's lying about that. But there's one more. He is now weighing in on Larry Hogan's appeal to Democrats to split their ticket and vote for Kamala and then vote for Lockdown Larry.
I do think it's rich that Larry Hogan's asking people to have political courage that he doesn't have. It is fascinating to me that he's asking people to be split ticket voters, but when you ask him who he's going to vote for president, he has repeatedly selected people who are deceased. Because he says in this moment, despite Donald Trump being an existential threat, that he is not going to vote for Kamala Harris. So I find it fascinating, and frankly, I think the people of the state are they're over the shtick now. You can't say that you're going to defend reproductive rights when you have no history of it. You can't say that you're going to make our community safer when you have no history of it. You can't say that you're going to go against Donald Trump when you go to the Senate when you're not even willing to go against Donald Trump when you're running for Senate. And so I think Angela Alsobrooks is going to win handily. She's a great candidate, and I cannot wait to have her as my partner in the U.S. Senate.
Well, I think that she's going to win handily as well. That said, it may be appropriate that Hogan has been voting for dead people since his candidacy is pretty much dead in the water, by my view.
So. Really? Kevin says it was quite the mess this morning. This is at Parkville Middle. They came out, said they're running late because they got there late. And then when we got in there, they were missing the second page of the ballots. It's a complete you-know-what show at Parkville Middle in Baltimore County. So I don't know how you get there late. I mean, you know when election day is. You know what time you're supposed to be there. How do you get there late? Look, either they're getting incompetent election judges or they just don't have enough. We'll have to wait and see. Jamie in Catonsville.
Morning, Jamie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. So Governor Moore, that clown, he's on the side of the party that really doesn't even, they want women's rights, but that party doesn't even know what a woman is.
Bingo.
Yeah. So here's the crazy part. How about the Colorado Secretary of State, that Jenna Griswold, who tried to get Trump pushed off the ballot. She sued for that. And then she's the one that exposed all these passwords to the voting machines. And now there's a lot of backlash on that.
There should be. They put Tina Peters, former...
9 years.
Yeah, 9 years in jail. She's wearing an orange jumpsuit right now, and Jenna's out there. No big deal. Only partial passwords were... She's lying.
And here's the crazy part. What is it with Jenna Griswold? You would think a nice Jewish girl, quote unquote nice, would want Trump to be in the office because isn't Kamala, she's not sure about October 7th?
Yeah, it's a good question.
All the Jewish people should figure that one out for some reason.
Yeah, good point. Jamie, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty company, and he's going to sell your home once you both agree on asking price and time frame. And he does that with a database of tens of thousands of buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. Nobody else can make that kind of guarantee, and this isn't some kind of proprietary secret that we're revealing. The fact of the matter is that they have this database, tens of thousands of people. So chances are you got a lot of eyeballs on your house even before it hits the MLS or the open market. So just call Vinny. And once you agree on asking price and time frame, your home is guaranteed to sell once you sign the contract. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. 8:30, latest news headlines coming up. Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. City police investigating a Monday evening shooting in southeast Baltimore. Officers responded to a hospital about 6:30 p.m. after a man turned up there with a gunshot wound. The 31-year-old victim told investigators he was shot after an argument and physical altercation with the suspect in the 100 block of South Conkling. Police are looking for that suspect. Voters in Maryland and across the nation have begun to cast their ballots for the 2024 general election. Polling locations in Maryland are all open, and they will remain open until 8 p.m. this evening. Hartford County judge has denied bail for the 16-year-old Havana Grace High School student charged with killing a 14-year-old classmate in Aberdeen. The county state's attorney's office says Kevin Cortez Kinsey Jr. is charged as an adult with first and second degree murder, first degree assault, reckless endangerment, and firearm offenses. Jaden Winchester shot in the head in the 200 block of Center Dean Avenue after a Halloween party Saturday night. Kinsey and Winchester were both members of the Havana Grace Warriors football team. Man injured, suspect in custody following a Monday afternoon shooting in Hartford County. Sheriff's Office says the victim shot in the 3500 block of Woodsdale Road. He was taken to a hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. Deputies say the suspect and victim know each other. The investigation is ongoing. And Baltimore County Police say a loaded gun was discovered in the ball pit of a children's indoor playground in Owings Mills. The firearm was found at the Hyper Kids facility on Cronridge Drive, that is, just after 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Police responded, took possession of the gun. No injuries were reported. According to the Baltimore Banner, the playground operators are cooperating with the police investigation, and they're using video to try to identify the person who left the gun. Just about 8:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at Robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodities interest can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at Robinhood.com/election.
Lottery numbers, pick 3, 903, pick 4, 9058. And now, traffic and weather on the threes at 8:33.
All right, so both sides of the Beltway still looking at something. We're not sure exactly what this is, but right at the bridge at Crosby Road, inner loop is coming up from Route 40, and now the outer loop has decided, well, they need to look at it as well. So there may be a new accident in that area, so that's between Route 40 and I-70. There are delays on both sides of the roadway. The inner loop is going to back up towards Edmondson Avenue again, and the outer loop is going to back up towards the ramps at Security Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperature is quite warm for early November, 10 to almost 20 degrees above the norm. Partly cloudy today, 75. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower, 80 the high. Slight chance of a shower Thursday, 70 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 in my garage after I overpaid for new blinds. I researched the industry, hired my mom, and 14 years later, we're one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the U.S. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. The NFL trade deadline is less than 8 hours away. And the question is, will the Ravens be active? Baltimore has already beefed up its receiver room, acquiring Deontay Johnson last week from Carolina. Needs still include pass rush help, D-line help, secondary help. Here's John Harbaugh on the level of communication with GM Eric DaCosta.
I mean, he always brings stuff to me if it's something that's real and legitimate. He communicates really, really well with that, and we'll just see where it goes. I mean, it's about 24 hours now till that, so now's the time, and we'll see if something unfolds. But right now, from my perspective, I'm just thinking about the game plan against Cincinnati, and focusing on that.
Among the names floated out there in the trade rumors, former Ravens linebacker Za'Darius Smith now with Cleveland available, and Saints safety Marshawn Lattimore as well. Yesterday in the NFL, Bruce Allen was let go as head coach by the Saints. Dak Prescott could be out for weeks with a hamstring injury for the Cowboys. And last night, the Chiefs remain unbeaten 30-24 in overtime over the Bucks. Patrick Mahomes limped off the field in the fourth quarter, returned, and then shrugged off the injury after the game. The college basketball season got underway last night, and it did so with a bang in College Park. Freshman Derek Queen out of St. Francis, 22 points, 20 rebounds, first freshman to go 20-20 in Maryland history. And how about Jacoby Gillespie for the Terps?
Gillespie the other way. Gillespie, fancy, step back, of course. How about that from Maryland's new point guard?
Big Ten Plus with the call. Jacoby Gillespie taking over for Jameer Young. 16 points, 5 assists in 26 minutes. Maryland over Manhattan, 79-49 was the final. Speaking of St. Francis, by the way, how about Bub Carrington last night for the Wizards? Out of St. Francis, the rookie went to Pitt. 16 points in 33 minutes, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. Although the Wizards did fall to Golden State, 124-116. Steph Curry had 24 for the Warriors. The time now is 8:36 when we return. Brothers Got a Hug.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Well, it's a good thing somebody's listening. What did I say? I said Bruce Allen?
You said Bruce Allen.
Okay,
yeah.
I meant Dennis Allen, of course.
You got something to tell me, Sean? just ask him.
Top 25 brother combinations in sports history. You're not going to guess the number one, which I found pretty shocking. But anyway, this is from ComplexSports.com.
Abel and Cain?
Who?
Abel and Cain.
I thought it was Cain and Abel.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It depends. You see, that was the argument right there.
So the Harbaughs came in 18th out of 25, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I get that. The Mannings, I thought it would be the Mannings, right?
How about the Fullers?
Well, that's a lot of brothers, actually.
Yeah.
And they're from Baltimore.
Right.
I think the three or four of them went to Woodlawn High School. Or a couple of them went to Woodlawn.
I know one. I think he went to Good Counsel.
Okay, that's possible. Yeah. But the other one of them went to Woodlawn. I know that. Anyway, Peyton and Eli ended up second.
Wow.
Okay.
Who's first?
I didn't even know. Okay, Jackie Robinson, right? We know that.
Yeah.
And his brother, Mac.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of Mac Robinson. Apparently, Mac Robinson was quite the athlete. You know, Jackie went to UCLA before he became a Dodger eventually. But Mac Robinson, I'm looking it up here, was a remarkable athlete in his own right. 11 years before his little brother would break the color barrier, Mac headed to Berlin for the Olympics, 1936, as a 200-meter sprinter on the U.S. team, ended up winning a silver medal, losing by just 0.4 seconds to a guy named...
Jim Thorpe.
Jesse Owens.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Jack and Mac.
Yeah.
Jackie and Mac Robinson.
Great brother story.
By the way, it's 11 pitches.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Him again.
Do not go to that.
What are we going to do with him? I'm out of here.
Thanks, Gary. 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Joe is in Edgemere.
Good morning, Joe.
Hello.
Hey. Hello, Joe.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that the Edgemere and Dundalk Fair has only been moved to the 7th District under Kwesi and Fumi.
Okay.
So Junior, Johnny Zero, who's running for Congress for the 2nd District, doesn't even live in the 2nd District.
Yeah, he lives in the 3rd, doesn't he?
No, 7th.
Oh, he lives in the 7th. Okay.
Yeah, he lives down the street from me.
Oh, okay. All right. So now that's part of the 7th District.
Yeah, what they did was, if you remember, Northern Baltimore County used to be cut into that Elijah Cummings District.
Right.
And that's the 7th. Kwesi and Fumi got that seat after Elijah Cummings passed away.
Yeah.
What they did was they decided that the Dundalk, Edgemere, Ferris Point area was a little too uppity and Republican. We have a Republican county council member, a Republican state senator, and 3 Republican state delegates. So the powers that be in Annapolis decided the best way to take care of this district was to move it to the 7th so it would be completely outnumbered.
Was that part of Governor Hogan's redistricting commission that did that?
That was part of the redistricting, whether it was Governor Hogan or the Democrats.
Yeah, it was.
Went along with
that. Was Lockdown Larry's redistricting commission.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But there's no law that says you have to live in the district, by the way.
No.
Yeah. So.
Well, I know that. But,
no, but you do have to live in the state.
He can't vote for himself.
Yeah, Joe. Hey, that's a great point. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate
that.
They did that to Ehrlich on purpose.
Yep.
To dig
yeah. yep.
But in this case, you'd think he would have had a little bit of power, considering he was a county executive and he was planning on running for Congress to keep himself in his own district. But
just incredible. Yeah, all right, Joe. Thanks again for the call. Appreciate that. Have a great day. Let's go to Preston, Severna Park.
Morning, Press.
Good morning. I have a quick question. A friend brought up to me. If and when Donald Trump wins. She had a really good question. When they confirm it, doesn't Kamala Harris have to confirm also?
Yes, she would. She would be the one to certify the election on January 6th.
Wonder how that's going to go.
Yeah, that's going to be a very interesting after call. Here's the uncomfortable part for Kamala Harris. She would have to confirm somebody that she believes is Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
So good luck with that. Jamie Raskin and the Democrats, they were discussing this on Bill Maher the other day. They're going to try to drag this thing out when Trump wins. They're going to try to drag it out, and then they're going to try to disqualify him. Now, so if Republicans keep the House, we're in good shape. If for some reason Republicans lose the House and Trump wins, then they're going to try to DQ him under the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
So crazy. Preston, thanks for the call. It's a great question, by the way. All right.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, that is who we are. We are the Morning Drive. J.D. Vance yesterday was faced with a question having to do with some of the stuff recently that John Kelly has had to say.
John Kelly was fired by Donald Trump, and he's pissed off about it, and he won't stop talking about it. Now, look, here's the thing. Every time that John Kelly says something happened, you've got three or four people who were allegedly in the room when it happened saying he's making it up. Even Mike Pence's chief of staff said that John Kelly is making up a bunch of crap about Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, he's just making it up. If you have three or four people who say, I was in the room, that didn't happen. This is like the charge that whatever Donald Trump would supposedly have said about the cemetery in France. It never happened. And now you have John Kelly out there making this stuff up. As Vance says, well, here's a real question now. Who do you believe? A chronic liar? Or eyewitnesses?
Who do we believe? Do we believe multiple eyewitnesses, or do we believe a disgruntled ex-employee? I believe the multiple eyewitnesses. I think everything that John Kelly said is not true. John Kelly didn't come out of his own volition. I guarantee he talked to somebody on Kamala Harris's campaign beforehand.
And of course, as he points out, this didn't happen in a vacuum. This happened because they want something to distract the American public.
So why are the media, and more supportive, importantly, why is Kamala Harris talking about a disgruntled former employee instead of the fact that under her leadership, grocery prices are up 25% in the state of Michigan? Instead of talking about something that happened 5 years ago, why doesn't Kamala Harris talk about what happened 2 years ago when she cast the deciding vote on trillions of dollars of new spending and made housing, energy, and groceries unaffordable for the people of Michigan?
Yeah, don't forget, jobs report. 12,000 jobs added. That's it, folks. That's grim.
Yeah, they created more illegals than they did jobs last month.
And that's grim. That is recession time, big time. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
I wish you wouldn't say grim and then come to me. But
okay. Here he is, one of the brothers, Grim, Chuck Whitaker.
Here's a little polar the Grim bucket. Reaper.
Yeah. That's nice. That a duck might use the sickle on you, you son of a bitch. Yeah. Know what I'm saying?
Go pay the reaper.
Oh, my Lord. Let's go back. We're the afternoon. Doo-dah, doo-dah. The interloop is a little better now, coming up from Route 40 towards I-70. Whatever was going on there must have corrected itself. The outer loop now, they backed up a little bit towards I-70. That's also getting better, heading down to Frederick Road. The rest of the Beltway is fine. JFX is good. We are completely clear. It's wonderful right now. I like to see it this way all the time. Doing just fine at both the Harbor Tunnels and then 95 Russell Street, 395, the interchange at Camden Yards. No problems there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nice stretch of weather next several days for Election Day today. Partly cloudy, 75. It's going to be dry, 57 for the low tonight. Maybe a shower tomorrow, 80, and then a slight chance of rain in 70 on Thursday. Right now it's 56, actually just 58 in Forest Hill, and just hit 60 in Annapolis. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
It is Election Day, and Lyft is the ride-sharing company's offering discounts to help get people to the polls today. They posted a video of an 89-year-old Lyft driver who is black talking about why he always takes the time to go vote on Election Day.
I was 30 years old before I could vote. I was born in 1935. Civil rights movement was high when I was about 30, 35 years old. I had seen so many young men and women die because of a right to vote, and I said, I've got to vote. The people have to realize the price that was paid for them to vote. I've been driving Lyft for 9 years. Even when I drive locals, I ask them, have they registered to vote? A lot of them say, my vote doesn't count. Oh, yes, it does. One vote can change a conversation. One vote can change a whole society.
Yeah, so get out and vote today and try to get some people there with you. As I mentioned earlier, our founding father's legacy is living on through New York Senate candidate Tricia Lindsey. It's for State Senate, District 37. And her website, by the way, if you want to see it, is Tricia Lindsey. That's S-A-Y. Tricia Lindsey for Senate.com. She is an unapologetic Christian, constitutionalist, teacher, mother, educator. But she is a fighter.
We are at battle, we are in a war, and we have to keep going. We have to be uncomfortable and be comfortable with being uncomfortable. We have to stand, and we are given a charge to fight for your families, fight for your homes, fight for your brothers, fight for your sisters. Because my God says, pursue the invading army. Because if you pursue them, you will recover. If we back up, we won't.
And there you have it. Yeah, just an amazing speech. It's about 14 minutes long if you want to get a chance to see it. It's, she's got it on her website, and of course, we can post it a little bit later on. But this is all happening during, and I want you to remember that as you head out to the polls this morning and you vote. Remember a couple of things. One is, how we were all, our rights were trampled on with the lockdowns.
Yep.
Okay, remember 15 days to slow the spread? That turned into 15 months. That turned into well over 2 years where we were denied our ability to worship. We were told we had to take the jab or we lose our job. People in the military were booted out by this tyranny so on and so forth. So remember who did that to you. And it was both Democrats and Republicans. So, again, make sure that you know when you go in. And also, the 13 that were dead and gone in that botched withdrawal of Afghanistan. And I understand that people are driven to the polls over this reproductive rights thing, but that question one is terrifying.
Trojan horse.
It is a Trojan horse. There is no mention of abortion. There is no age restriction. There is no parental consent required. Mm-hmm. This is just, you know, basically it was the old adage, if it feels good, do it. So they basically can use this as a smokescreen to get anything in, including these mutilations of our children with these trans surgeries. So that question one is definitely a no vote, and hopefully you will consider that. And we do need prayer. We need prayer, and we need you to show up today at the voting booth.
Talk Radio 680 WCUM to the phones. Chuck is in Idaho. Is that right? Good morning, Chuck.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I guess you're doing well. The Allegheny or the Pennsylvania counties that the DOJ is
Well, turn down the radio in the background, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck, we hear us, and there's nothing more annoying than hearing us.
Yeah, it'll confuse you.
The Allegheny or the Pennsylvania counties.
Ba-da-ba-bum.
Okay,
there we go.
It's my wife. It's Allegheny, Luzerne, and Philadelphia counties.
Okay, those are three counties. So those aren't any of the counties. Maybe Philadelphia, I'd have to go back and look at it. But those aren't any of the counties that were identified by the Whatley report where the poll watchers are being sent up. So here's what the Democrats did. And Chuck, thanks for that update.
Yeah.
What they did was they intentionally made sure there was a sliver, a minority of Republican poll watchers. That's happening in Fulton County. It's happening in Philadelphia County, Delaware County, and some of these other counties where there are problems. So they did that on purpose, and now they're sending poll watchers to go home. Another huge win, however, Georgia Supreme Court reverses the lower court's decision blocking the Democrat-run Cobb County from counting 3,000 absentee ballots after Election Day. So that's a big win in Georgia. A Detroit activist has blown that city's election fraud machine wide open. Whistleblower there says evidence people are being illegally registered to vote, and votes are being cast using their identities. James O'Keefe in Philadelphia has guys on tape that telling non-citizens they can vote if they're Philadelphia residents. And the commissioner there says, ain't happening. And James O'Keefe says, oh, wait, I've got more video.
Yeah.
A appeals court has rejected Arizona Democrat Secretary of State's request to withhold a list of over 200,000 registered voters who did not provide proof of citizenship. He must produce that list today. And so, again, these are all GOP wins. The RNC is suing Milwaukee's Election Commission for limiting the number of Republican poll watchers there. So you can see, this is going to be litigated. This is going to be a battle yes. for the days and weeks to come, and hopefully we will come out on the good end of that stick. We shall see.
Knock wood. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Also, one of the things that's happened, we have the Donald Trump cut. We do? Okay, no time for that. All right, it's 8:51 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And let me tell you, folks, if you have been thinking about having work done on your car, your transmission's a little shaky, let me suggest to you, you look at Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, because they have now joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business now for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds or less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
This is Delegate Nino Mangione. Join me and Irish Charities of Maryland at the 50th Annual Maryland Irish Festival, set for November 8th through 10th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The event includes traditional and contemporary Irish music, authentic Irish food and beverage, cultural activities, a kids zone, and an assortment of vendors. There will also be 50th anniversary drink and food specials, in addition to whiskey tastings, special raffles, and more. Proceeds will benefit local nonprofits and charities. Ticket prices vary. For more info, visit irishfestival.com.
This is the final stretch of the most pivotal election since the Civil War. It's former President Donald J. Trump.
Kamala Harris is killing the American dream.
Against incumbent Vice President Kamala Harris. Who will control the House, the Senate? Will former Governor Hogan overtake PG County Executive Angela Olson Brooks?
Very concerned about the toxic and divisive politics.
Don't miss a word of all the exciting 2024 election news. Listen here to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Who will control the House? I thought who was on first. 8:53, Talk Radio 680. Oh, no, really, seriously.
Wow.
Little giddy all day today for some reason, Chuck. Just so happy this is over.
Yeah, me too. It's like those stupid-ass Medicare commercials. Now you know they're coming back.
Really? 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're in good shape here at both the Harbor Tunnels. No problems at all. 95 and 895 clear. And then downtown at Camden Yards. All the major interstates now are good. Even the Beltway finally did settle down. Whatever was going on there on the interloop around the bridge at I-70 Crosby Road corrected itself. And now we're clear. The Beltway through Pikesville, Parkville side, JFX, everybody's in good shape now for the late ride. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says partly cloudy, 75 today. And right now we're looking at a mostly sunny morning, 58 in Ellicott City, 58 in Middle River.
All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Here we have it. Donald Trump, the other day, you recall this, had this to say about Liz Cheney, the war hawk.
What he did, he's never done before. Taking the step of saying, you know, nine rifles shooting her in the face. And he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He knows he's it's a threat.
A direct
attempt
threat.
To intimidate.
Yeah.
So that was Liz Cheney responding to the Donald Trump cut. Trump had said, basically, look, she's a war hawk. Let's see how she feels if she's on the front line. So Liz has twisted that around and saying, oh, I see. So he's threatening me physically with being shot, which is an absolute distortion that the swamp media ran with. This is an indication of why you just can't trust all the time what you're seeing or hearing on TV or radio.
Yeah, that's so true. So quickly, before we close with the closing ad, let's get some predictions here. We're here tomorrow for election coverage. Don't forget our election coverage tonight. Todd Starnes kicks it off at 6 with the WCBM News Department live all night long through midnight. Then we have, of course, our folks at Salem Radio and then Red Eye Radio. And then we're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So your prediction on the presidential race?
Trump, 294 electoral votes. The Senate, I think the GOP, 52 seats to 48 seats. And the House, GOP holds barely.
Okay. I would agree with you. With Trump, I think, wins close to 300 electoral votes and will win the popular vote for the first time in a long time. And with the GOP flips the Senate, keeps the House. I think Larry Hogan loses in Maryland. We'll go from there.
Yeah.
This is the ad that Nicole Shanahan and that was with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. running with him that they put out, the closing ad for Trump.
What will we do with this moment? How will we be remembered? Look at the opportunities before us.
This election really isn't about the left versus the right. It's about we the people choosing our government and the choice between freedom versus tyranny.
Nobody has a chronic disease burden like we have. Why are we allowing this to happen to our children? Ultimately, the only thing that will save our country is if we choose to love our kids more than we hate each other.
What is going on here is deeper than politics. It is deeply spiritual. We are being called to rise above the hatred and the fear and the evil.
We need to remember above and beyond that we must love our neighbors, that we must treat other people as we hope to be treated.
You want to be a rebel? You want to be a hippie? You want to stick it to the man? Show up on your college campus and try calling yourself a conservative.
America is going to reach heights that it has never seen before. The future is going to be amazing!
Healthy children. Don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again?
I come to you today as a former Democrat. I will be a first-time Trump voter tonight.
The people dreamed this country, and it's the people who are making America great again.
The true unity party.
Boy, Impressive. Get out and vote, folks. Hey, one of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale. It's here right now. Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. You can grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November, so shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. And call a Rescue product consultant or 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
Andrew Langer's coming up next, followed by Nina Maggioni, Rob Carson, noon to 3. Drive home with Sean Hannity. Don't forget, our special live election coverage begins at 6 p.m. this evening. Keep it here at WCBM all day long. And then tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., we are back to discuss election results and returns, our analysis. So remember to get out and vote. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...